Blog Talk Radio.
I want the public to know this. The Chinese tried to attack our cyber system here in Butler County, which includes everything that we have, dispatching for police and fire, 5 times a day. I want to repeat that. 5 times a day. The Iranians are attacking our computer system and trying to hack it 3 times a day. I want to repeat that. 3 times a day. Now, are they doing that to help us and be our friends? No, they're not. They're trying to disrupt everything that we do. And this next election coming up, they're trying to do the same. So what we're doing here is we've got rifles in every police vehicle we have. We have what we call a go bag. We have extra magazines. And we're going to start training civilians. We've offered classes to train civilians. And we're going to start training civilians on what to do when disasters hit and emergencies hit. Naturally, we can't train the whole country. We can't train the whole county. We put this up online yesterday. It's full already. We can do like 30 people at a time.
Wow.
We're trying to get it. And the organization that is doing that is Texas A&M. They're coming here. The federal government's paying for it. They're going to train 30 civilians on what to do when disasters hit. 30 out of 400,000 people is not much. So we're trying to get more classes. Don't want to cause fear. Don't want to cause panic. But I want the public to be aware that you are under attack. And when they're attacking, they're trying to get our cyber system. We have a grid system. Butler County does. The whole United States. Hell, our grid system goes out when it gets hot. So, and our grid system is from the 1960s. And they're trying to attack our phone system. The Chinese are flying over with their little balloons. That's not to help us and help us do some weather direction. And all we're doing is we're on the defense. We're absorbing this.
There you go. Oklahoma. Good idea. Good sheriff.
Well, here's the thing. What is the United States doing to them other countries? CIA and others.
Yeah.
They're in Taiwan giving them, trying to give them weapons. You know, Taiwan is about the length of a football field from China.
I didn't know that. It's pretty close. Too close.
You're damn right it is.
Lucid Libertarian, how you doing? Lorianne, them.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
Greetings to you, Donnie. Hello, Pianchi.
Robert.
Good to be
Hello,
here.
Lord.
Happy Saturday.
I don't know if it's happy or not, but we're here. We're almost live. So nice to hear your voice. You were awful quiet last night.
Yeah, I get that way sometimes. Well, I mean, Sarge was doing such a good job of his history lessons, and so I just kind of sat back and listened for the most part.
Listen to him and Bianchi. It was a good show last night. Now I got to play this. In Wokeness. This is from In Wokeness on Twitter. Or X. I got to start calling it X. Now, this is the mayor in Illinois, and she's my next girlfriend, I swear.
Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself.
Dalton's difficulties got worse in recent weeks with water main breaks, Henyard blames on trustee budget cuts. Then 4 people were shot and injured last week, leaving nerves frayed and Henyard's opponents pointing out her sizable security detail.
It's unfortunate that politics are being played, but what has happened is $1 million out of my budget has been cut because of politics.
Y'all forget I am the leader. They want to hear from the mayor if y'all ain't learned that yet. The mayor, not the trustees that don't do nothing, that only run their mouth. Y'all don't do no work, no work.
Tiffany Henyard considers herself something of a crusader, but one who's clearly annoyed by questions from a rebellious group of Dalton trustees who are in a standoff with her over spending.
At the end of the day,
vendors are not being paid. Board approved it. The vendors are not being paid.
How about you be a good leader, bring RFPs to the forefront, so not just us, but the residents and everybody else in America know how the money is being spent.
WGN Investigates has cataloged tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars spent on trips, meals, and more by Tiffany Henyard and her allies in Dalton and on the Thornton Township Board, where she's the supervisor. Township credit card records show Henyard and other officials spent more than $67,000 on trips to Portland, Austin, Atlanta, and New York City. Many of the flights were first class. So were the accommodations. In Atlanta, Henyard and her team stayed at the Four Seasons Hotel, costing taxpayers more than $9,000. In New York, the bill came to $13,000. Henyard has refused to explain the specific purpose of the trips or why they travel in such style.
Wow. Oh, man. She gets $287,000 for a... And that's how much she makes in a year. I love it. Don't you just love her? She's a gift that keeps on giving.
That's a village. That's not a city.
That's a village?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's spending that kind of cash. That's like our little Gaines here, Gaines Township. Spending that kind of, we don't have that kind of money in our township. Wow. Well, she's black though, Pianchi. She lets you know that right off the bat. She's black.
That's what she said, didn't she?
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, and she took $1 million away from the police. And if, you know, a village, a township, you take $1 million away, that puts a crimp in the protection.
She's got a Rottweiler, all black Rottweiler, got a head on as big as a wheelbarrow.
She's got a hell of a protection team. I wonder how much she spends on her protection. Why does she need that much?
And see, that's typical of that type of politics, and you wonder why the kids don't ever have nothing, and they go around begging. That's ridiculous. You go in that town, I bet you got toll roads where kids are collecting money and football helmets and everything else, probably every weekend or even more often than that.
Yeah, maybe selling candy bars and everything else, trying to raise money. Yep. Wow. Yeah. Well, we can't attack her. She's a black woman in power. Leave her alone. I don't know. You know, that's just the board. What does the people, you know, that voted for, wonder what they think? I'd like to know. I wish somebody with a camera would go check that out. Man, she's fiery.
Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself.
Dalton.
I love that. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm having my fun.
Yeah, what you say? Y'all sitting up here. Here.
Yeah, she's not happy, Pianchi. She is not happy. Damn.
And this is why I'm libertarian.
I guess so. Damn. Well. Well, I guess they'll get tired of it and vote her out. I'd like to know if she, I would like to check her bank account. I bet she's getting a little extra money somewhere, somehow.
I know where you're going to justify them at $300,000. Actually, probably more than that now. For someone who's over a little township or village.
Big city
mayors don't get that much.
No. Let me get 505 5 and Skype. All in a row. All of you are on. Hello.
Hello, yeah. Don C.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, this woman, this, you can't attack a black woman in power, right?
Sure you can.
That's bullshit. I'll attack her all
but
I want.
You're a racist if you do. You're a horrible racist.
Yeah.
Don't criticize her uncontrolled spending. How dare you?
Wait a minute now. Now y'all don't know this now. I'm going to tell y'all what y'all don't know because I'm black.
There
now
you
look
go.
Here. Let me. This woman was recalled on June in 2022. Her voters elected to recall her. But a Cook County Circuit Court judge named Paul Kalkula ruled that procedures were not properly followed and the referendums were invalid, so she got back on the job. Now, I'd just like you to know that the town of Dalton, remember, I'm a state policeman. I got a lot of calls in there from Cook County. I mean, going through Cook County, getting involved with criminal activity there. It's a town of about 20,000 people, okay? 20,000 people or so live there. Now, how do they afford all this money for all these expenses? What they need to do is to go, because they ain't got the tax base for it, they need to go look, and somebody needs to really start investigating all the federal, state, and other grants that town has been getting, because I guarantee you, they got a shit pot full of them. And something's funky in Denmark with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, you know what they need? They need to set it up where it takes 6 people to sign the check plus a flip of the coin.
Her elector tried to get rid of her, but like I said, the judge reversed the referendum to recall her on a procedural error, he said, and declared the results invalid. And I guess that's where she came up with the idea to increase her salary exponentially and then deny her successor the right to the same money. That, I ain't never heard nothing like that, man. And I got it. She got away with it. And then when some of her trustees decide to, you know, pay at least lip service to their fiduciary responsibility to their constituents, she hauls out the race card.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, man, these people are getting brazen now. They are over the top, beyond belief, brazen. I'll tell you, it is all of this identity, intersectionalism, and cultural Marxism all rolled into one in the tiny little village of Dalton, Illinois.
It's amazing.
Honest to God, you can see it right there on display. The god awful effects of all of this is typified in Dalton, Illinois, in Tiffany Henry.
Wow.
Well, and the thing with the word racism or racist, that the liberals have claimed that for so long and so loud that the word has no, you know, doesn't mean anything anymore. You know, at one point, being a racist meant something. Being a racist meant, you know, David Duke meant, right. You know, people like that, you know, and on the black side, it meant people like Al Sharpton, you know, you can't have black racists. Bullshit. You can't have black racists.
Sure you
look,
can.
Look, given the way they are now characterizing modern-day racists, let's see, how are they typifying modern-day racists? Well, let's see. Racists are people who are on time, who are well-educated, who speak English well, who insist upon high standards, who
love
have intact families, love the United States, love the Constitution, love the Declaration of the... Now, all these people are characterized as racist, along with a lot of other attributes that formerly were assumed to be positive. So you know what?
You
I want to hang around with I want to hang around with racists. That's why I want to spend all my time in the company of racists.
You forgot
if that's what a racist is.
Racists are going to do math.
Yeah, you're going to do math.
They can do math. Yeah, they're independent.
Racists show up at a minority-based school board to protest CRT and things of that nature.
Let me tell you something else racists do. Racists show up when strangers are in peril and attempt to rescue them. You know, like Daniel Penny. That's another kind of racist. I'm telling you, man, I'm beginning to like racists more and more. I don't know about you.
Yep.
Wow. Well, let me see. I got to get back to somebody's draw going. We got another Skype number, and I think Joseph, I think that's you.
Yeah, you forgot one thing with the definition of racist. It's my name, Joe Gibson.
Hey, by the way, I read that article and it's a Jewish caucus and it says, to contact us. And I clicked on that and I wrote them. I had to fill out, my name and phone number and all that crap. I wrote them about, you didn't even talk to the man and all, I don't know what I said last night. Yeah, but my God, they didn't even contact you about this. It's crazy.
Yeah. Don't even ask me for my statement. Don't even, question me. You know, they go by a screenshot on a website that someone else posted. So I guess Tucker Carlson, he's a Nazi. It's stupid. It's asinine. It really is.
Yeah,
it is.
Bullshit. And every one of them do it.
Can I get a sound clip of Sarge saying he likes to be in the company of racists? Can I get a clip of that forever? I'm going to need that.
Okay, let me say that exactly the way I mean it, and make sure you get in context and don't edit it, you little low-life bastard. You better get the shit straight when I say it. Get your recording equipment ready so you can get this sound bite, okay? Get it ready. Get your sound bite ready, because I know how you're going to try to twist it, but this is the way I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it like this here.
I'm not even interested.
I thought you said you wanted it. I'm going to give it to you. So you can play it back anytime. I don't mind anybody hearing what I say. I'm going to give it to you.
This man started coming out his face crazy early in the night, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, man,
I said, it's best to go on the offensive when you see the punch coming.
Respectful, man. Be respectful.
Hey, I'll give you the sound bite so you can hear the sound bite exactly where I said for it to mean. I want to be in the company of racists who believe in an intact family, who believe in timeliness, who believe in merit, who believe in the Constitution, who believe in the Declaration, who believe in the greatness of America. I want to be in company because these people these days are being characterized as racist by all those who oppose those very qualities. So if that's what the modern-day racist is, let me hang out with them.
Yeah, and who can do that.
I would think somebody could have all those attributes without being racist. I would hang out with those people.
No. We're up just now. It's people who want to distort and mischaracterize those who possess those attributes. That's what we're up against today. It's not like you're a racist just because you have those attributes. They say those attributes are indications of a desire to perpetuate white supremacy. That's a legitimate question. I'd like to answer it.
It wasn't.
No, yes, it is. No, you asked a legitimate question.
I
Let me answer.
The question
it.
To show how faulty the reasoning was. That was the only reason.
Oh, no. Not if I – now, when I answer it, you will see how on point it is. Let me tell you who says that about them. The people who have promulgated this corrupt theory of critical race theory, who promulgate the theory of intersectionalism, all of the cultural Marxists, and all of their ilk. Those are the people who say it. Now, do you know anybody like that, Nas? Because I can give you the names. Ibram X. Kendi, among others. Kimberly Crenshaw, Richard Delgado, Derek Bell. I'll give you a whole list of names. Robin DiAngelo. What do you want? I can make my case, pal. And with bigger them and facts.
This is the worst segment I ever heard on this show. Yeah. Anyway, please.
See what I mean? You know doggone well what I'm saying is essentially true, if not in every detail.
No, not true at all. It's terrible. But anyway. How y'all doing?
Well, it's nice to hear from you there, Naz. Nice to hear from you, buddy. It's been a while.
The same to you, man.
Good
to hear ya.
Guilt by association. I know what you're going to do, Nas.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything, man. I was just making
Yeah, that's what you're going to do. I've been through this too many times with you.
Let me ask a question. Let me ask a question then.
Okay,
sorry.
One at a time,
guys.
Let
me ask a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Let me ask a question. Well, how about for Nas, though? We'll give him a fair shot. You know, what about people that we know, like that you call in sometimes? I heard you over on his podcast, Shabaka. Shabaka's podcast. Is he racist? Do you think they're racist?
I don't think so. No.
Come on, now. How could you not say that? How could you not tell the truth? I mean, you know, if you would have told the truth like that, I would give you all the respect in the world. I would be like, okay, he's honest. You know? I mean,
You know what's amazing to me is you spend so much time telling me what racism isn't and how everybody isn't racist, but the one time you do find a case of racism, it just happens to be those folks.
Oh, shoot, man, come on. Come on now. There's only one sort of racism that dare not speak its name, and that is the racism of intersectionality and race identity. That's the racism that dare not speak its name, not the other kind that we've been associated with for most of the history of the United States. We don't have any problem talking about that. And by the way, we should. But we should also not ignore this contemporary new breed of racism either.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to have a conversation with y'all that wasn't ridiculous. But I just want to ask.
Oh, that was it. Well, as you said, was ridiculous?
Oh,
why was it ridiculous? Wait a minute, why was what I just said ridiculous?
Well, it's a turning of its head on the whole measure of society, how society actually interacts, how society is actually structured. You're turning it into the inverse and saying, oh, actually, the real racists are over here. Like, it's not.
No. All I said was there is a particular – look, all racism is not created equal. Let's get it straight. You know, any more than all types of murder. That's why we have manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter. We have gradations of homicide. They're not all first-degree murder. Similarly with racism. Not all racism is equal. In other words, like when you say you people, that doesn't mean you're a Ku Klux Klan lynching racist, okay? That might mean you might have a little tinge of bigotry, but to hear the way these people magnify it all out of proportion, oh, that's the worst sort of racism ever. That's just like Jim Crow. Because, there's some sort of racism you're allowed to talk about today, and others you're not supposed to, or you're supposed to couch it in the language of therapy. You know, black people looting and burning down cities and attacking people in the streets, that's just a form of therapeutic reparation. That's not – there's nothing really racist or racial about it.
Well, you still find those people to argue with.
Wait.
It sounds like you're totally talking about Portland, Oregon mentality. You know?
In the Ku Klux Klan, but the Jesse Smollett races.
Yeah, he was the guy. They were like, just take Jesse Smollett. Jesse Smollett is the kind of guy who understands perfectly the intersectionality ranking chart. And he played it to the hilt The problem for him was he came up with a stupid half-baked story that nobody could swallow that defied logic. Now, if he'd have done something that's made for perhaps a little bit more credible, he might have gotten away with it.
Yep.
But he understands how intersectionality works very well. And in fact, when he was trying to pull off his little hoax, he played all of those intersectionality cards to the hilt. Black, homosexual, oppressed. Oh, did he ever pull it out?
You know,
I never understood why you guys were so fascinated with a child actor who clearly is something wrong with that boy. And he made up a story and he went to jail for it. I mean,
it's a story people are familiar with, and it embodies much of what's wrong with this. I could give you a lot of lesser known personalities, but they wouldn't be as familiar. The story would not have been as well publicized, but the story with Jesse Smollett illustrates the very things I am highlighting. That's why I brought him up, because people are familiar with his tale. T-A-L-E. That's the kind of tale I'm talking about, not his ass.
Okay, somebody was trying to get
you. I got a gang of topics to talk about tonight. I know this is not the main topic. I know it's not.
We should talk about
the border. I mean, I go tell Donnie what to talk about. We ought to talk about this border bill because I didn't study this sucker, and ain't none of it getting by me. I didn't read the text of it, so they can't bullshit me about it no more. And I'll tell you everything that's wrong with it.
It's a doozy. Let it out, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, check this out, man. Now, you know, I mean, first of all, you could tell. If you could tell they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes, they're come over something, and they don't want to give you time to read it. Right there is the red flag. You need to say, no, send this sucker back until you give us at least 30 days to read this sucker and debate it. But no. They say, we've got to do it right away because we got to secure the border. All of a sudden now, there's a pressing rush to secure the border. And here's one thing that's in the bill. It mandates legal representation at taxpayer expense for every illegal alien in the country.
Everyone.
This one I don't necessarily have that much of a problem with, but it could be problematic down the line knowing Democrats. It allows government lawyers for unaccompanied minors. It gives the power to close the border to the President of the United States when more than 5,000 illegals cross daily. It can only be used for a limited number of days, and the provision sunsets after 3 years. Now, get this, another thing about this thing that's really beautiful. Even with this power to close the border, if he does close the border completely, then all the illegals and asylees making asylum claims, they then get to go to a legal port of entry where they are automatically waived in. They are asked essentially three questions. Why are you leaving your home country? All they have to do is they say, I fear persecution and or death. Then they ask you, why didn't you take harbor in Mexico, which is a safe harbor on your way here? All they have to say is, I was scared to remain in Mexico. I thought I might get killed there or injured there. And then three, is there any place where do you want to go when you get to the United States? They tell them, and they try to set it up. That's it. All they got to do is just say the script words right, and they're in. They get residence for between 8 to 11 years for some asylee officer. Now, and remember, now the bill also mandates that the a port of entries must, this is mandated in the bill, must process a minimum of 1,400 claims per day, claims of asylum, the border closes at a minimum. This is a requirement. In other words, you got to process them in and just wave them on into the country. It says that, It says that you're going to have 50,000 extra employment and family reunification visas each year for the next 5 years. It offers a new visa category to allow non-citizen illegal aliens to have them visit their family in the United States. And you better believe once they get in here, they're going to join the crowd that's already here. It authorizes the President of the United States to suspend the border emergency for up to 45 days and when he deems it's in the national interest. But he already has that authority under Title 8, Section 12. He's already got the authority to do exactly what he did, just like Trump did with the travel ban. Trump did that with the travel ban under existing authority that Biden already has. And it also grants illegal aliens full asylum benefits and citizenship within 4 years, and the first year they get a work permit. That's all there in the bill. That's not all. I'm just scratching the surface.
How many do they have to process in the daytime?
A minimum, if the border closes, if the president issues a closed border under this decree, they are then shuttled. Anybody showing up, requesting asylum on the outside the borders of the United States must then be transferred to a legal port of entry where the ports of entry are required by this law to process 1,400 of them a day at a minimum. There is no maximum.
So here's the question. Here's the question. In a day's period, in a work day's period, if they process 200 and there's 1,200 and some odd standing on the outside, we got to bring them in. Come on in. Come on
That's
down.
Right. That's right. And by the way, in case you guys don't know it, since Governor Abbott shut down Eagle Pass and put up all this razor wire on the border, the reported number of apprehensions and encounters at the border has dropped to single digits. They are now trying to get through Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and California, because they know the Texas border is essentially sealed. Who would have thunk it? A razor wire wall worked to keep illegal aliens out of the country, just like a razor wire wall worked to keep American citizens out of the Capitol after January 6th. Who would have thunk it, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, so
go ahead, Nas.
What's that?
Go
ahead, I want to hear something else on this.
The other thing that's going on
ahead,
too, is they get benefits after a short amount of time, whereas if you're an American citizen, you have to work for 10 years before you can get any benefits. Well, you know, they say they run
for
persecution.
Maybe we need to put out a couple of bans of knee knockers, some
kneecap crackers, and maybe they figure that they need to go back to where it was safe.
Absolutely.
Y'all start sounding like an Austin Powers movie after a while. So,
hey, we're sounding like that compared to you.
Well, you sound exactly like I just described. But to get into this in a serious way, what we have is political gamesmanship. The fact that you can't see it, I don't know what to tell you. People spend so much time calling Biden a leftist and a Marxist and all that stuff. They forget Biden is a typical centrist, center-right Democrat, as he has always been. So most of the things about the border that Republicans believe, Biden agrees with, which is why it was so easy for him to say, yeah, I would sign it. I would sign whatever. So Lankford from Oklahoma, Republican, who's the lead on this, his get on all of this was the new building of detention centers, quicker deportations, and the new building of the wall. Those are the gets that he wanted to make sure that were in there. They got all of that. They got all of the well wishes that they wanted. They were calling around asking. They called Abbott. They called your boy in Florida. Hey, what do you guys want in this bill? And they put all of their favorite things into the bill. And because your boy, Trump, wants to run on it, they decided, okay, we're going to act as a, you know, one party, one movement. And we're not going to accept this bill because it would help Joe Biden's reelection campaign. And we want Trump to be able to run on this. Now, the fact that you guys are going to ignore that. No, hold on. The fact that you guys would ignore that and turn this into this. Well, you see, the bill is actually in the Democrats. Like, man,
hang on, Ross. Let me ask you a question. You know, instead of asking what is it that y'all want in this bill, the question should have been, what is it that you don't want in the bill? And I could have ran on for days and days. I would have had to catch my breath. I would have been running out of air.
Naj, let me ask you a question. Naj, wait a minute. Naj, I gave you a list of specific things in this bill that no matter what else is in it, should have been deal breakers. Do you think anything that I listed in and of itself, any one of those provisions, to say nothing of the whole list of them, do you think any of them could possibly be considered a deal breaker?
No. Matter of fact, I would say the majority of what you said, I think they could still get. I think if they revised the bill and brought it back with everything you said, the problem become Biden would still sign it because Biden agrees with y'all. He's a center-right damn Democrat. Y'all trying to act like he's a lefty. Biden don't care about nothing but re-election. He'll sign anything y'all put in there.
Naj, I've told you repeatedly, I do not believe that Joe Biden is a Marxist or a leftist. He's a corruptocrat. He will go with whomever enables him to continue his grip. If that happens to be leftist, he'll sign on with them. If it was conservatives, he would sign on with them. He's nothing but a corruptocrat. All he cares about is getting his grip. So I know he's not a Marxist.
Well,
I know he's not a leftist.
Right. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Okay, so I mean, that's not
well,
the issue.
That.
The point
you
is, the
yeah.
point
yeah.
Is that
you
whoever
that.
Is pulling
well,
his strings, he is creating
go,
policies
go.
That are ruining the integrity of the United States, whomever mm-hmm. he aligns himself with.
Here's the
mm-hmm.
thing.
Now, that's just word salad. It doesn't
stand
mean nothing.
Alone.
Name the policy.
A bill should stand alone, and what is in the bill should be included in the title. And that's it. So instead of talking about what you want to, else you want to put in there, the question should be, what the hell do you want to take out?
Yeah, like $60 billion for Ukraine. What about
$60
billion for Ukraine, Naj? What about $60 billion for Ukraine? You think that should have been in there too?
Yeah, because it's going to be done regardless. The money to Israel is going to be done.
Well, that's why we work in a
You know that, and I know that.
All right, that's why we work in a church.
Hold, what about your black
on,
woman? What about your black sweetheart
hold
woman
on,
down
man.
There in Dalton, Illinois? You think she should be making $287,000 a year in a little village?
Man, we ain't talking about no damn Dalton, Illinois. Let me finish what I was saying, brother.
Oh,
I,
we're
I
talking about a lot of things. We
okay,
talking about
no,
a lot
hold
of things.
A second.
Let's put that in the bill.
Let me and Sarge finish this point. Me and Sarge both know, and I think most people here know, that Ukraine and Israel – those things are going to be paid for. You can say whatever on that. That's going to be done. The situation at the border was you guys made a lot of hay saying it was an invasion and military-age men are coming over and they're going to take over the country and we have to do something now. So then when given the chance to do something now, you guys decided you'd rather keep it for a political weapon for Trump re-election. Y'all going to have to man up on that.
I don't speak for anybody. I don't speak for anybody but me, and I looked at what was in this bill, should it pass, and I say to you, that makes it unacceptable no matter what else is in it. I don't speak for them. Good people speak for themselves. And by the way, look at the position we're in now, Naj, the position we're in now. When I started noticing this issue like 10 and 12 years ago, all I got at was scoffed. I was an alarmist. I was an extreme. Everybody who spoke like me said it would never get to the point we're at now. It'll never happen. Why are you acting so crazy? Why do you sound
you
so crazy? We're never going to look. See, this is what your side always does. They scoff, they ridicule, and they Alinsky you to death.
The thing about Nod, yeah, he's one of those type of persons who use that same logic
years.
That something that's in there got to stay in there. It's going to be in there no matter what. That's the type of logical thinking that you have. It's asinine. It's destructive. It's poison. It's void. And here's two more.
So,
it don't make no damn
sense.
The United
States of America is not going to continue to fund the DOD through proxy war. You think that's something that's going to disappear? Yeah, all right. Anyway, getting back to the point Sarge tried to make, I think badly. Sarge, if they include everything you just listed next week, if they included everything Sarge just said next week.
So you're saying I made it up? You're saying I made it up?
No, I'm saying if they include everything you're saying should be in it next week.
No, I said it shouldn't be in there. Wait a minute. This is what I'm complaining about. What did you hear me say? That's in the bill right now. That's why I'm against
it. I'm not talking about Ukraine, Sarge. I'm not talking about Ukraine.
I'm talking about all the divisions you complain about.
One at a time, guys.
Man, I'm talking about the specific things in the bill that I said made it objectionable, any one of which, as far as I'm concerned, and most of the people objecting to it, is a deal breaker.
And again, if they change the bill to your liking, would Republicans vote for it? And the answer would be no, because they need to politicize it.
I think they would.
Yeah, I think they would. Dude, they've been talking about the border and running on it and winning elections for 20 years. What are you talking about?
Okay, Naj, I'll tell you what, Naj. Since you're posing a hypothetical or some sort of fact, why don't they change it and let's see what happens if they will vote against it? But I guarantee you right now, they're not going to change it because the Democrats aren't going to allow it.
Border bill, Sarge, it strips away the power of the state of Texas and gives it back to Washington, D.C.
I mean, it
only allows legal challenges to be made in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
What the hell kind of crap is that?
Thank you, Joe. It would rather go to the normal district court where the Texas is situated. All suits have to be brought in the most leftist court in the United States, the District Court of Columbia, where we know what the rulings are likely to be. Now, that's really unusual for a bill. You let the appeals process begin in the jurisdiction where it starts, but for some reason, we have to bring it all the way to D.C. Well, you don't find that the least bit suspicious?
Anything coming out of D.C. is going to be a boogaloo decision.
This is typical red meat Republican politics.
Wait a minute. Why don't they do that with any other bill, Naj?
Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a second. Go ahead, Naj.
But anyway, this is typical red meat Republican politics where you're not presenting your constituents with actual legislation. You're not presenting them with actual legislation or policy, but what you can do is always get the rabble hyped up on their pet issues. And this pet issue, which they've used for the last 20 years, in 2005, the Texas border budget was $150 million. You know what it is today? $2.5 billion. And they're saying they need more. But you guys never say anything about these things.
How many people was coming in back in 2005? Naj, what you should do is write down your position, come on the show, read it right away so we can get the hell away from you. Can you do that from now on?
Naj, I gave you a list of 10 specifics about the bill. 10 specifics. I didn't give you red meat. I gave you things that are in the bill, and you didn't respond to one of them. Not one, because you know they're odious, and that they are all deal breakers, all of them, and you know it.
Yeah, dude. I told you the only reason they're deal breakers is because you guys want Trump to run on it. They can exclude or exclude. It doesn't matter. You know it, and I know it.
Because you know why we want
like
to
boy. You know it, I know it. You know it, I know it.
Man, I'm telling you what, thing. If they don't knock those things I listed out of the bill, along with everything else in it, because I'm just scratching the surface, I think those are the worst things about it, except the thing I forgot that, thank goodness, Joe reminded me about. If they don't knock those things out of the bill, I could give a damn what reason they torpedo it is. I just want it to be gone.
Well, let this issue be straightened out.
When Donald Trump wins the presidency and gets back in office, and it'll be done right. Yeah, I say to hell with, look, they've been worried about the border for the last 15 years. They haven't been worried about the border. Now all of a sudden we got to get it fixed so it won't be an issue with Donald Trump to run on. Bullshit. I say to you that let this issue just stand pat. And right now we can see the results of closing the border in Texas. It's working. Listen to me, Naj. It is working in Texas. The razor wall is keeping illegal aliens out. It is working.
Yep.
You cannot deny that.
All you got to do, All you got to do is let them talk for a while. Eventually, the truth will come
See,
out.
See, this is what I mean. He doesn't respond to it because he knows that's true, too. He won't respond to it. It's working, Nosh.
It sounds like
it's working, Nosh.
You sound like one of them civil rights meetings.
You're right, Bianchi.
It sounds like one of them damn civil rights meetings.
It's working, Nosh. It's keeping the illegal aliens out of
here. No justice, no peace, Nosh.
Okay.
When you going to start singing,
no,
we ain't going to take it no more, Nosh.
No, that's your type of song. We're not going to take it.
I see one, one of your favorite childs died. I see you had one of your favorite childs that died, and everybody's all fat and Google-eyed.
And the reason he's denigrating the whole idea of the wall and the actions of the great governor, Greg Abbott, the reason he's denigrating it all is because it is working. He and his allies do not want it to work. They want these illegal aliens to invade our country. That is their objective.
I tell you something that needs to be in the bill. The 22 governors that send people down there to assist Texas militia, what else should be in the bill? Well, those states need to remove Joe Biden from the state ballot.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, guys, what needs to happen is those gates that have been welded open in Arizona need to be shut.
Yeah, they didn't weld those open.
Yeah. Walls work. Who'd have thought it, huh? Walls actually work. Gee,
mm-hmm.
Who'd have thunk it?
My theory on this is shut the government. Shut the border or shut the government down. Shut it down.
There we go. I'm sure that'll be nice for the country. That's an idea.
I mean, you know, when I was working at Governor Jim Oberweis's gubernatorial campaign, I remember how they ridiculed him for saying how the border crisis was getting out of control. And back then it was something like 10,000 people a month. Oh, they said, you'll never get, why is he making a big deal out of that many people coming, the Soldier Field gets filled up in 2 months. Who cares? It's not a big problem. It'll get under control once everything stabilizes, blah, 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 blah. And this was back in 2007 or so. And they just ridiculed us and told us we were just making alarmists and extremists. That's never going to happen.
No, you guys are just making my point. You guys need it for Trump to run on.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get it. We're going to get it. We're getting it.
You don't
it's
know
working.
About fixing it. You
how
just,
do you
it's working.
You to run on. That's it.
Hey, Nosh, how do you feel about the replacement theory?
The white nationalist replacement theory?
You mean Joe Biden said it? You want to hear what Joe Biden said about it? He said it was a good thing. Joe Biden said that.
No, it's the replacement theory. They're going to replace the Negroes in Chicago with Latinos.
Yeah,
it's already happening.
The replacement theory.
They got to replace the white people with
white nationalist theory. Yeah.
No,
you remember
they're going to replace. They're going to replace the Negroes in
Chicago. Yeah.
We're going to replace the Negroes in Chicago.
One at a time, guys. One at a time. One at
right.
a time. Understand anybody?
If it's a white nationalist theory. How come there's a freaking article in the New York Times saying we can replace them? And that was from 2017 and 2016, whatever it was. We can replace them. It's in the damn New York Times.
Okay. Your point? You made a claim. I told you it was a white nationalist theory, which it is. You can go to many white nationalist orgs, Stormfront, whatever your choice you choose, and find them talking about that a lot. They've been talking about that for years. I don't understand why you're saying the New York Times wrote an article means that that's a, you know, that refutes what I said.
It's a Democratic
Where's your
thing.
Argument?
It's a Democrat thing.
Oh, now
thing.
It's a Democrat thing. Yeah,
it is a Democrat thing.
Here's Bianchi's new wife.
Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. In power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself.
Dalton's difficulty.
I love
well,
that lady.
Well, hold on. Let's explore that clip, though. Hold on. She's a grifter, obviously. So she's caught, and she's trying to figure out a way to wriggle out of this. And she's searching, 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 and she comes up with, well, why are y'all attacking a black woman? I mean, hey, you got to give it to her for thinking on her feet and coming up with some BS. But yeah,
I think
that lady's going to jail, man.
He is a badass.
Oh, she's going to jail, man.
Hey, Donnie.
She's going to jail just like Brett Favre.
Okay. Okay,
but
hey Donnie.
I know y'all don't talk about Brett.
Hey Donnie.
Nope.
Donnie, can I play Joe Biden telling the country why immigrants replacing whites and the rest of the population in the United States is a good thing?
Yes,
you
go
hear?
Ahead. Yes.
Let's hear Joe Biden in his own words.
Not only our Muslim communities, but African communities, Asian communities, Hispanic communities, and the rage still continues. It's not going to stop. Nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. So, to do the second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who are Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America, from then and on, will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength. And so...
So in other words, what the Ted Kennedy said when he passed the Hart-Sweller bill in 1965, one of the reasons they got it passed was they assured the citizens of the United States that the ethnic balance of the country would not be unduly disrupted by our new immigration policy, meaning allowing chain migration and lowering the requirements to get into the country and all that. They assured the public that wouldn't happen, that it would be carefully regulated and controlled so the assimilation would be gradual and not unduly disrupted. He was lying then. They were lying then. This bastard is lying now, and we're seeing the results.
Seeing the results of what? What are you talking about?
I guess you don't listen very well. Did you hear what the man just said? I didn't make it up.
Yeah.
I didn't edit it.
He's talking about demographics. You guys are connecting that to immigration as opposed to demographics saying you're
how do you think it happens?
Replacement race.
Wait a minute, how do you think it happens?
Like, yeah. That was always going to happen.
We've got 30 million of them since Jorge Bush the second. We've got 30 million of them in this country. Through illegal immigration.
And look,
they, man, you can only sell people an American dream for so long, you're eventually going to have to bring in people. That's the reality.
Nah, he's not dealing with what I said. He's not responding to what I said. He says it's inevitable. Listen to him. It's inevitable. When all we have to do is close down the border, and then we can regulate it like we always have. But no, it's inevitable. If you're getting, and Naj is telling us if we're getting raped, you just need to lay back and enjoy it.
I'm not telling you that at all. You think the border is what's changing demographics when, no, these trends...
I know it is. I don't think
it
is. I know it. I can do math.
Exactly. So they predicted...
I can do mathematics.
What are you talking about?
I can do mathematics. I know it is. I don't think it is.
So what are you talking about?
The solution is to regulate the border. We control how many people come in.
Change demographics.
What are you talking about? What do you think? They're going to just spontaneously conceive and they're not here?
I'll explain this quick. The demographic issue that you guys are complaining about.
All right,
Nod,
you can go. You don't took up enough of our time. Get out of here.
Now
here,
you're
Naj.
Doing now.
You like
now
me,
is
truth.
Wait a minute. Naj, it sounds to me as if you're engaged in magical thinking now. Somehow or other, if we don't restrict illegal aliens come in, their numbers will still increase. I've never heard an argument like that before.
Wait a minute. Hang on for a second.
Let me know when you finish.
Naj's group always complaining about the Arabs coming into black community, taking over the store. So he don't give a damn.
You ain't heard me say that.
Naj, go ahead. You've been here long enough. Go on. Bye.
Bianchi.
Well, I'm
get
trying to
water,
understand. I swear to God, man, I'm really trying to comprehend the logic of this. The illegal aliens are going
to
multiply if we keep them out. The demographics are going to continue if they don't enter the country. I've never heard an argument like that before.
Hey, sorry.
Well,
what happened to the blacks in South? What happened to all the blacks in South Central LA? I mean, let's talk about this from what did happen. What happened to all the blacks that used to be in South Central Los Angeles?
I'm sorry, you guys aren't capable of putting together a good argument. I'm sorry.
Sarge, what happened to all the blacks?
Your argument is absurd. It's literally magical thinking somehow. Your argument is the most absurd of all.
You didn't hear my argument.
All right, repeat it again, because I don't know what I heard. Because if what you say now is true, that I didn't hear what you said, I'd like you to repeat it again so I make sure I hear it correctly.
Are you done?
He ain't going to
repeat it. Yeah, make your argument again, please. How are their numbers going to increase if we keep illegal aliens to, like, theoretically zero, hypothetically zero? How are the numbers of illegal aliens going to increase?
Okay.
My question again is, what happened to all the blacks used to live in South Central LA?
Okay, now.
And you don't have an answer. He doesn't know how it's going to happen, but somehow it's going
to
happen.
There is
a chance to answer. Come on, guys.
Yeah, this is insanity, man. Insanity.
Naj?
If we keep the illegal aliens out, Naj says the numbers are going to increase.
Notch, what happened to all the blacks that used to occupy South Central L.A.? Matter of fact, it was so great, they made a song about it. Remember? This is how we do it. So what happened to them?
Wait a minute. Sing that again?
Yep.
Hold on. I didn't get the reference.
South Central L.A. That's what we're talking about. South Central L.A.
No, I was just
demographics.
I was trying to make Bianchi sing again. The
demographics in South Central L.A. How were they altered, Naj? How were they altered?
Are you done?
How were the demographics in South Central L.A. altered?
Hold on. Naj,
he's
going to
keep asking questions.
Go ahead.
Okay, so ultimately.
I mean, if you don't know, just say you don't know. We'll tell you.
Dude, why not just relax? So Sarge is talking about the demographic changing in America.
Listen, answer the question we asked you.
No, hold on, Bianchi. Hold on.
You guys be quiet.
That's not what I was talking about, Naj. It's not what I was talking about. It's not.
No. You want to have this conversation? I'm here for the conversation, brother.
We'll talk.
So they're talking about immigration and are talking about demographics. These two things are not correlated. We're not talking about the same thing. So by 2050, the U.S. was supposedly going to have a majority Latino population. This is from 30 years ago. This is research from a long time ago. It has nothing to do with the border crisis or anything recent. That's just demographics based on what? Birth replacement rate. The birth replacement rate for most people, especially two people with one child, they typically don't have more than that if they make a certain amount of money. The demographic that doesn't replace themselves as much as others is guess what group? Donnie?
Negroes.
Anybody want to guess?
Negroes.
No.
Well, Donnie, we were talking about illegals, and you don't came and took our conversation.
It's time for you to leave. Your lack of understanding of the issue has nothing to do with
It's time for you to leave and stop trying to take our show conversation to another direction. We're going
to
start
charging you here pretty soon. It's time for you to grow up and take outside information sometimes.
We're going to start charging you, Naj.
You know,
Naj,
the demographic change is not being propelled primarily by the birth rate, although that is a factor. It is being impelled primarily by the waves of illegal immigration and the high rate of abortion amongst Native citizens. 65 million babies aborted, along with their posterity, since 1973.
Now, I'll allow you the abortion argument, but the illegal immigration argument doesn't apply. That has nothing to do with the conversation. But, yeah,
so,
you're right about the abortion part.
65 million abortions matter, along with the children they would have had since 1973. But somehow 30 million
correct.
Illegal aliens doesn't even factor into the equation.
Because the research was done before they got here. This was done
Well, maybe it was faulty.
Projection before.
Maybe it was faulty. Maybe you didn't consider
okay.
other factors, like a sudden acceleration by an illegitimate, corruptocrat president.
I made my point.
I tell you, man, I tell you what. I hope one of your candidates that you hope wins makes that argument you just made to the American people. I hope to God they make that argument.
Why do you think I care about a politician? I care about what the data says.
I don't know
that's
if you do or not. I said, look, I'm certain you would prefer one candidate over the other to win the election. And whomever that is for you, Nash, and I don't know who it is, I hope that your candidate makes the arguments you're making to the American people in order to get their votes.
But you know what?
Well, this is the last ridiculous question I'm going to answer. I don't care about Trump or Biden, so it doesn't matter to me. But I just want to have a conversation y'all was going to have as if I didn't show up. So continue the conversation, Donnie.
Hey, Sarge, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Of all them abortions, how many have black women had?
39% of them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that means that at that rate, they won't even be around to see the replacement. They won't to see the replacement, nor would they be around to see the makeup movies.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Bianca's really good at math. Bianca's really good at math.
Yeah, numbers matter, you know. And we know between 36% and 39% of all abortions are performed on childbearing age black women. Black women don't make up 36% of childbearing age women in the United States. But somehow they are like over 300% more likely to have one. I mean, hey, some deductions are ineluctable, sir, and that's one of them.
So most people who have abortions, do they go on to have a child later? Simple question.
I don't know.
They didn't have the ones they aborted. I don't know about your question. I can't answer it. I know this. They didn't have the ones they aborted.
And when they go when they go on and have a baby, like you said, they don't have so many abortions, it's considered a haunted house.
Well, I mean, that's funny around the bar, but in actual reality, the majority of those women do end up having conceiving children later on.
Okay.
And this, you can go to Planned Parenthood, you can go to research for this.
So we can't even factor in the ones that they killed. They don't count. They're not really human. That's not really human rights.
We should factor them in. No, we should factor them in. I brought up that's why the replacement level was so low. That's part of the reason. I gave you that. That was a good point.
All right, good, good. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, look, all I know is that right now.
And go back to what Donnie wanted to talk about instead of this being a yell at Nod session. Let's go back to what Donnie was talking about.
Not yelling at you. Well, we may be saying it. We may be saying it rather emphatically, but we're responding to everything you say. We're not ignoring it.
Yeah, man. So I know Donnie got more topics. Joe's here.
I had no idea.
Here's the thing, Doc.
Libertarian is here, you know?
Here's the thing, Doc. You should still be sore from the last time you was here. And that soreness that you feel should have warned you about coming back again.
I'm sure that happened in your mind. That's what happens when you get older. You think you won all the time.
Well, Naj, no matter what the issue may actually be, the American people are finally aroused to this issue. They are making their displeasure with it known in huge numbers. The numbers are overwhelmingly against the current policies. So no matter whether they're informed correctly or misinformed or whatever, their opinion is they don't like what they see on the border. And I believe there will be a price paid for those who wish to perpetuate these policies in November.
Right.
Yes, are we going on with the show?
I'm here.
Just one other thing, guys. And just to assuage your fear, I've been looking for this clip. This clip from this guy of this website Gravy, and I can't find it, but I can't really get to it. But it's a supercut of all these Democrats on MSNBC and CNN talking about demographic destiny. Demographics is destiny. That's what we're talking about here. It's the changing. They want to change the demographics of the nation because they figure, okay, we're going to bring in all these people that, okay, the white people and the people that are already here aren't having enough babies. We want to bring in people from all these other places that are going to have hundreds of, you know, 4, 5, 6 babies at a clip and then be done with it, right, and change the demographics of the nation that way. You know, that's what we're talking about here, Nod, is the demographics, is the numbers of, because we're not having enough kids, because
you have to afford them and lifestyle and everything else. Yeah, are the reasons the majority of Americans don't have multiple kids. The people who are wealthy tend to only have one, and then the regular folks, they tend to, you know, hey, man, it's a struggle. So somebody gets pregnant, it becomes a horror show that day. Everybody's sad in the house. Then they got to try to figure it out. That's become a problem.
Basically, Nod, you're living in the movie Idiocracy.
By being on this show talking to you? Yes. Yes. By talking to you, yes.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, boy,
hey,
I tell you, man.
You can't throw a shot and not expect one back. He don't want
to. All right. I'll grant you that. Nas, you're entitled to respond. You know, you're entitled to a left hook. I'll grant you.
Nas, let me ask you a question. When a roach die, why do they die on their back with their legs sticking up?
I have no idea.
Yankee.
Oh boy.
Oh, that was the punchline? I thought he had a punchline. Tell a better joke, Bianchi.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
Colleen wanted me to play this. Only 50 seconds. Hang on, guys.
We currently do not have the economic or social structural capacity to take care of our seniors, and we will increasingly not have that if we, quote, unquote, lock up our border and shut down immigration. In fact, the thing that has distinguished U.S. economic performance from other countries like Japan or other developed economies is the fact that our pro-immigration policies actually allow us to continue in our economic growth, whereas similar countries with anti or more kind of closed border policies experience economic stagnation when they submit themselves to this xenophobic kind of border panic narrative that Fox News, frankly, seeks to peddle and instill in so many people.
There you go. Okay, thank you.
You want me to translate, Donnie? You want me to translate what she just said?
Go ahead.
You want me to translate?
Please.
That lady just basically told us that you need to bring in people who are going to work the lowest line of the value chain of jobs that Americans can't make a living on, and we need to exploit those people. That's what she just said in professor speak, but that's what she's saying.
The jobs at the low end is going to be replaced by robots and AI. So what are these people? If they couldn't find work where they came from, how do you think they're going to find something here?
Well, the same reason you can't tell a real American that, hey, if you just work on fries, in 2 years you'll be manager. You can't tell an American that. You can tell an immigrant that, though, and the immigrant will believe that. And as far as, like, a lot of this AI and machine learning and all this shit that's going to come on, yeah, it's going to take away a lot of jobs, but it's also going to bring a lot of new jobs, too. So they got something called the lump of labor fallacy.
where people say, oh, as soon as they get this machinery in, we're going to lose 10 million jobs, and then that's just that. It's like, no, maybe you lose 10 million, but you're going to gain 15, or you're going to gain 20 from the different things that, you know, are brought by AI. So it's not necessarily a thing of there won't be enough work. If they want more poor people here to work the bottom of the
value chain, that they got, have you seen the mechanisms that's picking tomatoes, strawberries, shaking trees to get the peaches off of them and coming in vacuum? They don't need those those migrant workers no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've had those up online for a couple of years now, and still every harvest season, what do we see? Them bringing migrants over.
Oh, well, it takes time to switch over, but it's coming.
Yeah, so we'll see, man. But
you know, they don't milk a cow with a pail, with a stool and a pail and a bucket anymore. They got machines that do
right.
it. And while they're being milked, or should I say, while they're being sucked off, they're eating at the same time. They don't use no migrants to milk cows.
Yeah, another thing to think about too is, and this has been a problem for a couple of years, a lot of people are talking their book when it comes to technology. If you need some kind of, you know, investor to join into whatever tech you're trying to produce, you have to sell the tech as, oh, this is the next thing, this is the game changer, this is going to come in and be the thing, the disruptive technology, and you end up just telling it, and eventually somebody invests with you, and then it never comes up, never comes to fruition, and, you know, we just keep moving. But yeah, you got to be careful with these venture capitalists, man. People will tell you anything. This is the next disruptive technology. Listen to Uber. Remember how Uber said they would take over and get rid of taxis?
Yeah. You know what jacked Uber up? Carjackings in the inner city jack up Uber.
No, Uber's lost money every year it's been in existence, pouring money in because they hope eventually that cities will take them on and they can get those policies that the taxi cabs used to get. And then at that point, they're going to run the rates up crazy and try to make a profit off it. But go look it up right now. Uber's never made a profit.
Yeah, but wait a minute now. Minaj, let me explain something to you about that automation thing and AI and the fact that no matter what, the pro-immigration leftists are going to win out no matter which way it goes. See, but you're right. They're going to replace many of these jobs that were intended for these illegal aliens, and they're going to be out of a job. So what are they going to do? They're going to be cannon fodder so they can serve as a shock troops
right.
for the revolution against the capitalist system. It's beautiful. They can't lose no matter what.
They'll either have
a new serf class, a new slave class that will do their underclass work, domestic work,
right.
and picking their crops like they did in the 19th century, or they'll have a ready-made
right.
army of discontented, unemployed people to revolt against the capitalist system. They can't lose no matter what.
And not only I heard a robot. I see where they designed on the robot that talks a lot of BS like you. All they got to do is alter the voice.
I'm sure. But hold on. There's one thing y'all missing on this, though. I don't necessarily disagree with y'all about border control and everything else. That's the other thing. Y'all think I want that to happen. You know what the other side of this border issue is? Those countries that are losing their, I don't want to say it's a brain drain, but they're losing a lot of their skilled workers by this happening and making their countries even worse and weaker. So when you look at South and Central America and you look at that border crisis, you realize that's a lot of human labor that would have been in their
countries
producing things and being productive
area.
That aren't there.
Skilled workers
I live down in what area? Border, and it's not skilled workers that are coming across.
The majority are not, but there are some. Like, come on now.
But hold on.
But even then, when you say, okay, it's mostly non-skilled, of course it is mostly non-skilled, but even then, who can afford to lose that many non-skilled workers to work the bottom of the value chain in their place?
If they're useless eaters, they want to get rid of them. Remember, somebody gets rid of something that's good.
It
None of those, wait a minute. Nice. None of those African tribes got rid of Africans that was worth something. They got rid of those they didn't want that ended up over in the Western Hemisphere.
That. But Naj, allow me to give you my empirical observations as a police officer over a decade, backed up by my studies of the issue. Now, when I used to encounter illegal aliens regularly when I first started working, but I didn't encounter that many of them that were criminal. Most of them were illegal aliens, true, but most of them were supporting themselves with some kind of work. They were doing work in junkyards. They were doing work in construction. They were doing work in landscaping. They were doing all these domestic work, but they were supporting themselves.
Yep.
Restaurants. Other than that, they were not doing anything other than being illegal. That's not true anymore. That's not true anymore. Well, because now we've got, you cannot have a welfare state and open borders because it incentivizes all the lazy, because every country's got them. We've got them. Native-born American citizens who will just suck off the welfare teeth. Why in the hell do we think people who have been getting nothing for something in a hell of a socialist country where there ain't that many opportunities, all of a sudden being incentivized to move to North America and the United States because Joe Biden is hanging out a basket full of goodies for them. And everybody's telling, yeah, come on over. We want you to come. They must come. A surge to the border. That's what he said. So it's not like it was.
Yeah.
The illegal aliens of yesteryear are not, for the most part, the illegal aliens of today.
Yeah, I would just say our safety net is not as big as you think it is, and it definitely is not as comprehensive as it used to be. Housing, food benefits, all that stuff is not only cut, but there's a much higher threshold on who qualifies for it. So the days where you can just go in there, sit all day, and then eventually you get the benefits, that doesn't exist anymore. There's a lot of folks, Americans and illegal folks, who thought they was going to get something and found out through a letter, not only are you not getting the benefits, but you're ineligible for the housing benefit they have too. And that's why you see those long lines for that stuff, because once the money is gone, the money is gone. Gone are the days of the, that full budget that they used to have. This goes back to the welfare.
A lot of these illegal aliens actually believe the story that the streets here are paved with gold. They actually do. Not all of them, but many of them actually do. No matter what the reality of the welfare system is in this country, they are being told something different by the coyotes that take all of whatever money they got and send them up here. They believe it. The streets are paved with gold.
No, I agree. As a matter of fact, you can look at the suicide rates of those groups, especially the first-gen groups that get over here, and that's the reality of what you're talking about, where they were sold a dream that, hey, they were going to come over here, it'll be easy, they get a job, and they'll have the benefits and all that stuff will work out, and they got here and found reality, and, yeah, a lot of these folks, they're hanging themselves, shooting themselves, all kinds of stuff. They got a high suicide rate now.
Yeah. How about New York City? You guys, they're going to get 53 million, or is it billions? Isn't it 53 billion or 53 million dollars they're going to take care of the illegals? And people are going nuts over that. Stephen A. just went crazy over this thing. Stephen A. said that is insane. We don't even take care of our people, our own citizens. Now we're going to support these illegals and give them 53 million dollars to take care of them. Make sure they have some money.
About right, Donnie. 53 billion is too big of a number.
Yeah, that's too big.
For the city of New York, the budget.
Yeah.
Well, what we're doing now is not humane. It is not humane for the citizens of the United States. It is not humane for the illegal aliens. It's not humane for anyone. The immigration policies of the United States, the first and foremost consideration over and above all others, should be what immigration policy best suits who are lawfully resident here and the citizens of the United States. Right now, I do not think that is the primary consideration of our immigration policy. I think the American citizens and lawfully resident people are secondary to what the illegal aliens need. That's got to be reversed. We need to set up a policy that benefits us first and foremost, and in the process, benefits the illegal aliens next. The priority is completely skewed around backwards.
417, you're on with us.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Just jump in.
You all are talking about President Joe Biden and him getting reelected. Is that correct?
Well, we're talking about all kinds of things. Go ahead. If that's
okay. I think Joe Biden should be in it again. I really do. He's, you know, we could learn a different thing, tongue-related language eventually. You know, we could understand him one day. You know, and as far as the border, we need to open it wide open. I mean, they need to open the fucking place wide open. Let them all come in. Come on, come. Every fucking one of them. Don't be ashamed.
There's got to be Ron Rex.
We need all the ignorance, I mean, immigrants we can get in this country. We don't have enough ignorant motherfuckers running it in the first place. So let's get some more ignorant motherfuckers in here to run this fucking bullshit. Because the motherfucking retards, and I care what they first and run out. So fuck them. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck them all. Hey, guys, how's it going?
This is Rudy. Nice to hear from you.
And now shut the fuck up before you start on me. Anyways, look, bro, you know that.
No, that was funny, man. I'm always with the funny. Always.
Ron Rex, the President of the United States. I say, let's start
you really want
to
get fucked? Shit. You think that border's a problem now, motherfucker? Let me in. Let me in, this motherfucker. Just to get back there, cap. And I'm going to send them all to Nancy Pelosi's house. You know, so her and her husband's boyfriend can play with the hammer. You know, hammer time.
The president's boyfriend. I forgot about that. Did that ever
go
good?
Yeah. And we can let Paul Pelosi drive him to work.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I tell you what we can do. We can turn off all the traffic signals and let them stand out there in the middle of them intersections and let them direct traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we can do that.
Well, you know, that's another thing. I mean, I ain't got my cardboard ready yet, but I'm really thinking about it, you know. You know, I'm a Republican. I need food. You know, I need money because they took it all. And that you know, since you're on that topic of that shit, it is $56 billion is the actual number you're looking for. Okay, $56 billion for them fuckers in New York. Okay, because here's why. You know how much food that amount of people can fucking eat? Trust me, $50 billion ain't shit. You know what I mean? And then here's the other problem yet. You got the poor people that were there before them that are getting fucking pushed away. I mean, didn't you guys see the videos where the lady says, well, fuck, we were here like at 6 hours more. Here's a fucking highway around the block where them motherfuckers, way before us. You know what I mean? And they have nowhere to go. These motherfuckers have nowhere to go. But they all claim, well, we're at sanctuary city. We're perfect. We believe in freedom, everybody.
Ron Rex.
Yes, sir.
Ron Rex, let's deal with that for a second. You said they have nowhere to go. That's the point I wanted us to get to tonight. They have nowhere to go. So what does that mean?
Right.
That means they're going to be an exploited class, and they're about to catch hell. All these people telling you that they're going to be living good or whatever. Nah, those people about to catch hell. They don't even know it.
That was the con job. That was where the con job came in. They told these motherfuckers, look here, man, you're going to go to land of plenty. You're going to go to land of plenty. Like, you know, Sergeant said, in Golden Brick Roads, absolutely. You're going there, they'll fucking give you money, free housing, free medical, your kids will be educated to be fucking doctors and scientists and fucking lawyers. That's what they told them. That's what they told these motherfuckers. So, okay, they're living in a total country, which is pretty fucking shitty anyway. Well, who would not want to come here for that? If you actually would believe that shit, okay, which apparently they're easily persuaded to fucking believe that. So they came on. Fuck yeah, man. If I can go to the United States and get a good job and a fucking nice house and look decent, nobody to fuck with me, but guess what? They got over and found out, well, that story ain't fucking true. It's a fucking lie. But here's the problem. Here's where the real problem kicks in. Is people don't realize what's going to happen. This is a fucking firing pin, big time. When they're getting over here and they're giving all these food stamps and these vouchers and money and phones and all this shit, but 60 days after that, they fucking cut them off completely. Fucking nothing.
Yep.
This motherfucker's going to be all upset.
Ron, it's going to be ugly. They're going to cut off
yeah,
the citizens.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Leave them where they are. The real
right.
estate folks in that area, they're going to gentrify
right.
those areas because the rents,
mm-hmm.
the rents are all going to be drawn down by them being there, and they're going to buy
right.
up that stuff for a song and then price them out, and they're going to have nowhere to go. Like, it's going
oh,
to
absolutely.
Be ugly
well,
what
they
do to
those
people.
They did it with black people. They did it with the black people. Every black person.
Bingo. Bingo.
They did. They did it with black people. They rent, they moved them into fucking areas to fucking kill that fucking property value just to fucking sell it. You get it cheap. That's all fucking happened. I watched it. I watched that in St. Louis. And I watched East St. Louis. When I was a kid growing up, I lived in Washington Park. And, you know, it was mostly white people. You know what I'm saying? Then they started, you know, those black people started moving quite rapidly, you know. By the time I was, say, 9, 10 years old, the area was pretty well black. You know what I mean? So then what happened? All of a sudden, they got it to where they fucking, they fucked the black people. They used them. Goddamn, they fucking dirty cocksuckers. But then they did. They used the black people, man. And they told them another lie. Public housing. Big fucking lie. They built all these motherfucking projects and all this other shit that never fucking worked. Only turned into drug haven and criminal cartel areas run that shit. So what happened? Forced the property right now. So here's what happens. Then all of a sudden, this is already planned out before we ever knew anything about it, by the fucking casino queen. When that fucking casino went in the fucking down in East St. Louis. That was it. The city of East St. Louis was so broke. This Mexican guy got his ass beat inside the jail and raped. Okay, but he survived.
Yeah.
He sued the,
they awarded
he
him
sued the
jail.
City. Sued the fucking city. Now he owns the fucking city.
He owns the
brand
jail.
New city hall. He owns the city hall. He owns the old building. Owns it all.
Well, look at here, though. You talk about St. Louis. Who was it mm-hmm. done it to the black people in St. Louis? It was the Jews.
Well, actually, the bankers. It was a banker's deal. White.
It
Jewish
was the
bankers.
Jews, because whites, the whites fled. And the Jews took over those six
right.
family flats, and the Michelsons,
right.
the Silvers,
right.
the Mike,
right.
the Coatners, some of them still
right.
there today.
Yep, absolutely.
Out in University City.
Yep,
hey, Ron, they had a name
yes,
for
sir.
It. They called it blockbusting, remember?
Yes, right. Right, right. But the point was there again. They used the people. They used the black people. And this year again, now same scenario with these illegals coming in, invaders. Can't say illegal immigrants or anything like that because they're technically invaders because they're coming from everywhere. They ain't one nationality. This is a mixing bowl big time. This is a massive melting pot.
Let me tell you what blockbusting was. You know what blockbusting was? They go find some. Prototype black families. Then they would
mm-hmm.
buy the house in a white neighborhood and move
right.
in by three or four black families. Hey, within
right.
2 or 6 months, all the whites gone. And
right.
then they start
right.
the process
right.
all over
right.
again. That was them Jews.
Right. Well, that's where the racial game came in. That's where they played the race card, okay? They made people – see, technically, there's no such thing as racism. It don't really exist. It's made up. They made this shit up to make you believe that. Just because these black people move in this fucking neighborhood, you got to run because they're dangerous. It was a bullshit lie. I have a lot of black friends. A lot of them. And they're, you know, I mean, they, man, look, it's not what people think. It just really ain't. Racism
yeah, but,
was
but
set up by them motherfuckers.
Game, though,
they said it,
Ron,
but they set the
game
up, man.
Well, see,
right,
here's
they
the
set
thing,
it
too.
Up.
Okay,
you
got
to get
the
other propaganda.
Go ahead,
whites
Nas.
Weren't the only one that fled. Blacks fled, too. I called
mm-hmm,
in the NPR one day when they was talking about white flight. I asked them, I said, you're always talking about white flight. Well, what about when blacks flight, too? And they do.
Right.
They get
did.
The hell
because
out of there.
Because a more
you got,
accurate
wait a
term
minute.
Is
Hang
capital
on.
Flight.
Ron Rex, they got black. I had nephews that moved out of Ferguson. Clean up past Winfield,
right.
damn near to New Mexico.
Right.
You know
right.
that's Lily White. The police department is
white.
The city is
right.
white.
Well, you know why? You know what, Bonky? The reason why, because they woke up to the bullshit. They knew this was bullshit. They
hey,
knew
guys,
they were played.
No,
let
no.
me put this
no,
before
what said,
Pauline.
What Bianchi said is accurate. A more accurate term is capital flight instead of white flight because it's based on class level. It's not really based on race. But back in that era, you could take, like, there were realtors in Chicago especially. You could get a black couple to take a baby carriage and walk down the street and look at a couple of houses that were for sale, and that would start the flight. Just that.
Absolutely.
Those
yeah.
people and all sell. Next thing you know, you just
any method, any method of
you buy it up for pennies on the dollar, and then you sell it for
right.
a song later. Yeah, they
yep.
perfected that, man.
Yeah,
they
did. Absolutely.
Okay, guys, hold on just a second. I got to play this. Pauline has got to go, and she sent this, and she said, this is what you're talking about. I guess she's talking about me.
So you can pick and choose. What it came down to for me is this. I see homeless folks in the streets of New York all the time that are American citizens. I damn sure see them in California. We've got poor, impoverished, starving people who were born and raised in this nation. How in the hell do we come up with a $53 million pilot program for illegals, but folks who are here legally are born here, we don't have enough of them? Just like we could come up with billions for Ukraine, but somehow, some way, we can't fix the homeless problem. I'm down for helping Israel. I'm down for helping address the situation with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, okay? I'm down for helping the Ukrainians and fighting off Russia. What about poor and desolate citizens here? How the hell do you print money for foreign countries, but you don't print that money to help eradicate folks that are starving right here in the streets of America who were born and raised here? This is what I'm talking about. And so when you have something like that, what's the one way to eradicate it? Yes, you got to have a flourishing economy. Yes, you can't have inflation. Yes, you can't be on the verge of a recession. Milk don't need to cost $7. Bread don't need to cost $5. Don't get me started with how much sugar costs. You can talk about employment all you want to. You can talk about the labor participation rate. But guess what? If you ain't making no damn money and you got to get two jobs to pay the same prices or to buy the same amount of stuff that you used to buy and the price is higher than it used to be because of inflation, then guess what? What are you really accomplishing? That's why Trump is on the verge of getting elected. Because when he was in office, there was a flourishing economy.
Okay, thank you, Pauline. That's Stephen A. Smith. And there you go, $53 million credit, prepaid credit cards. I don't know how they'll do
so
it.
So you can pick and choose.
Whoa. Okay, go ahead, guys. Thanks, Pauline.
Yeah, that's just the credit card part. You forgot about that $56 billion. That little million part, that's for their debit cards. That's for that. The guy's missing the rest of the concept. All the housing they got to come up with for these people, all this shit and the food and everything. Because they're not going to go, man, look.
Now, Ron, talk about money that they won't touch because the rent is going to be withdrawn already. They're not going to make the choice about paying for that rent. They're not going to make the choice for paying for the hotel or whatever it is that they're staying at.
Right.
All that stuff
right.
will automatically be deducted. So they're looking at these folks like, okay, each one of these individuals represent how much money you can pull out of them. So they're going to drop 53 and think about how much of that 53 they're going to be able to pull out. And by they, I mean the people who actually own and control in that city, especially New York.
Well, you got to look at what I'm telling you. New York is getting $56 billion from the government. The city is. I'm not talking about the immigrants. I'm not talking about them at all. I mean, yeah, they're going to give them debit cards, vouchers, all this other shit. But you understand something. They're going to – listen, politicians are the biggest fucking liars ever known to man. That's a fact. They lie more than the cops. They're going to claim – you remember when COVID was going, they needed fucking X amount of thousands of respirators. And Trump was going to give them to them and found out they didn't need them at all. What was he going to do with them? Sell them. Fucking sell them. So they always fluff up what they need more than what they're actually going to do with it. You know what I mean? Because they're going to fucking stuff their pockets with some fucking money. That's why the difference between $53 million to $56 billion is a hell of a difference. You know, it's a big difference.
Well, let me tell y'all
they're doing it for the fucking self. They're actually doing it for themselves, and they're going to simply keep sucking as much money they can out of the government as they can. They don't give a fuck. You know, that's the same reason why motherfuckers getting popped out of jail because the budget ain't there anymore. The price of fucking owning a prison costs more than what they're giving them. They've cut out. So what else do you do? You got to kick these motherfuckers out and eat fresh meat. You know, get rid of the old, get the new in there. You know what I'm saying? You got to start these policies over and over and over and over again. I mean, you got to realize the fact, why do we have more people in prison than anywhere else in the fucking world? It don't make a sense for a free country, now does it? Because it's about money. It comes back down to that money thing again. See, they're saying they're going to help the immigrants. You're going to give them this, and this. At the same time, they're helping ourselves at the same fucking time. Just like the bill you guys talked about, bitching about the bill and all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. All that shit is stuffed in there in just a little bitty fucking pinch for the border. But the whole bill is for the border, right? And there's another how the lies work. See, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to fix the border. We're going to do all this shit, but we need X amount of million, X amount of billion. We need this, all added into one bill, and we're going to slide some shit in between a couple paragraphs here and there so we can fuck you. And that's what they do. They just think it's the same thing. You got to look at everything the same because that's what they do. I mean, cities do it all the time. You ever notice most every city in the goddamn country of the United States, every school needs more money? They always need more money. You know, why is that?
You know what they're doing? And Sarge, you can attest to this. These black athletes, these young kids going into high school then trying to go to college, they have these football combines. And then after they figure out who can run the fastest, jump the highest, and throw the furthest, they strip them down to their shorts. And then the coaches come by and look for flaws in their body. And if they see something that would be, they disqualify them. If that ain't a damn slave market, then tell me what it is.
You can still make the analogy, can't you?
And then look at this. They want the kids, now these are put on by blacks, they want the kids to go to HBCUs. They don't want to go to a traditional college like a Alabama or a Texas. What do you call that? If white coaches did that and told the players don't go to no historical black colleges or universities, they call them racist. So what do you call that, Ron Reck?
Well, I'll give you an example of that. I went to my guidance counselor.
Those HBCUs ain't got the money, man. So the kids are still going to Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Texas. You know what I mean? And USC. They're still doing that because with NIL, where they get these sponsorship deals, HBCUs ain't got money like that, man. That's why Deion left.
I didn't say that. I said what they are doing that would be considered as racist if somebody white was doing it. That's what I said, and I know it because I've experienced it first on with a nephew. So, you know, one thing I'm good at, telling things that I experienced, but I'm perplexed. I'm really perplexed because nobody answered my question. Why is it when a roach die, he die on his back with his legs in the air?
That's a good question. Why do they?
I don't know. I thought maybe Donnie might be able to help. Or Joe Gibson.
No, I think
you're waiting on that answer.
Roach was a whore, and that's how it was.
Yeah, you can go look at the recruit rankings. You ain't got to listen to me, man. I'm just a guy. So you can go look it up for yourself and see.
Right, that's cool, because I'm talking from experience myself, man. Even though I'm a white dude, you know, I went to my guidance counselor, and I said, hey, yes, man, what's going on? What are you thinking? What's my future look like? Well, according to your coach, you're going to be good in the porn industry. I said, oh, okay. How does he know that? Anyway, but that was pretty good.
Man, y'all hell. You know what? I'm going to do y'all a favor tonight. I'm going to give y'all a good Biden buster that y'all never use, and y'all should really be using it. Somebody just talked about the amount of groceries, inflation, and everything else. Remember, inflation is over. Inflation is over as a global thing as far as shipping lanes and supply chains and all that stuff, all that has been worked out. All you're getting right now is price gouge. This is shrinkflation. This is a company giving you less than what you used to get for whatever package you used to buy because Joe Biden won't stand up to them and say we're not allowing this no more. Over in Europe right now, they just kicked Pepsi out of the biggest markets over in Europe because of price gouging. They said, we're not going to let you do that. And in America, Joe Biden hasn't said a mumbling word in 2 years about so-called inflation, which is really not inflation because most of that has kind of been worked out globally. But corporations are making higher profits than they have in years because they're just ultimately price gouging. Like I told a story the other day. I used to buy this little three-pack of Hellman's mayonnaise. That thing was $5.99. That's, you know, that's what I paid for. That's what I always get. I'm a big sandwich guy. Okay, now that thing is $7.99 or $8.99, depending on what grocery store I go to. There's no justification for it. All of it is made in America. All the trucking is shipped in America. There's no reason why they should be able to get that extra money. But they're choosing to, and Joe Biden ain't standing up to them. So there you go. Right. The other Republican argument against Joe Biden that you guys never use, which is he is beholden to corporate forces in a way to where he won't even stand up for Americans getting price gouged at the cash register.
Well, Nas, a gallon of gas is a gallon of gas.
Hey,
a gallon of gas is a gallon of gas, and everything is related to the price of energy. This caused everything to go up. Everything. It's like spokes on a wheel. Every single thing you can manufacture or transport is related to the cost of energy, and Joe Biden's policies have caused the price of energy of all sorts to spike.
Hey, Nas.
No, that's incorrect. So you can't blame Joe Biden for that. That's
hey, Nas.
He set up that Green New – oh, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I want you to come up here and tell my buddy who has a metal fabrication shop along with a half a dozen other metal fabrication shops on the Kenai Peninsula here in Alaska why the supply chain is working so good when he can't get steel to make the shit that he needs for the oil companies.
Because for one, he's in Alaska, and for two, you're talking about one specialized thing. I talked about average American
Nas.
Yeah, I know my name.
You've been drinking the Kool-Aid again. You've been drinking the Kool-Aid again.
No, I think you've been drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah?
Yeah, anyway.
Well, I can't get half the shit that I want to get up here.
Brother, you're in Alaska.
It's a supply chain. The supply chain works just as well as your fucking transmission in your car. Just smooth as fucking glass with a bunch of sand in it.
I think we're talking about something different because at that point you're talking about a priority list. If you're in Alaska, you're not the top priority. I'm talking about everyday Americans all across the country who are experiencing the same thing, not a specific Alaskan situation. Like, it's totally different. But if you don't want to take what I gave you all to hit
Nas,
my list, that's fine. You think I make a
Nas, give me the proof that the supply chain is working perfectly. Show me the fucking proof.
How about no?
Show
now
me
what?
The proof.
Well,
Joe Biden says it's working good, and buttfuck Buttigieg says it's working just fine. But we got airplanes falling out of the sky. We got railroads crashing. We got
Wait a minute.
We got all sorts of stuff, and you believe Joe Biden and Pete buttfuck.
So what I just told y'all the past 2 minutes, that's what he took from it. Don't be him. So think about what he's talking about. So the Boeing situation is that's a typical. A raggedy corporation trying to save money in every way that they can has put out a substandard product that puts people's lives at risk. What a shocker. Yes, that happened. The railroad situation where they fought the union on all safety guidelines in order to save money, and then we have what? Catastrophe. Yeah. These are corporate issues.
Listen.
Yeah, well, you know what?
We have the safest.
Nas, here is something that may just fucking surprise you a little bit. But you live inside a corporation right now. Your government is a fucking corporation. It is not a legislative body. It is a fucking corporation. Your corporation,
yes, it is.
Naj, your corporation is feeding Naj. Your corporation is feeding you shit, and you're eating it.
Nah, I think you got that confused. I think you got a human centipede situation going on where you're eating the shit and thinking it's me. But what I just gave y'all on Biden, if y'all don't think it's worthwhile, fine. Don't explore it. Don't research it. Don't look into it. Y'all think what I gave y'all is bullshit.
Well, tell me why my chicken, why my Campbell's chicken noodle soup is so small. A can.
Exactly. Pianki gets it.
Yeah, shrinkflation. It's everywhere.
Stand up to them.
But it isn't the supply factor, though. It isn't the supply factor on this shit. The whole fucking thing. It does have shipping is the actual cost. Not the fact that it does not exist as a supply. It's a shipping cost. It's, you know, because of Biden brought this shit on. Okay? Biden did it.
That has nothing to do with Biden, Ron.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
That's a corporation.
That's what he runs. That's right. He's running the corporation. That's what Biden's job is. He's running the corporation called the United States of America. America is a country. It has nothing to do with the United States whatsoever. Totally different entity. And a lot of people don't get it. Why is D.C. a different country than any part of the United States itself? It's not. So there again, that explains to you who controls the fucking corporation. They are a management firm, okay? And they're going to do what they want when they want, and they cause every fucking problem you have, except for like cancer, which I'm sure they've been popped at to somewhere, like COVID, which was a scam. That's the way to win the election. That's the best way to do it. People are fucking stupid. They think people like us are fucking stupid, and we're calling them out on this shit. Okay, that's what we're doing, okay? We're not liked by these motherfuckers. They don't like us, okay? They don't like what you stand for, okay? Because you realize you woke up. But here's the problem. Remember like I talked about earlier about, you know, the black people were being used? They woke the black people have woke up, motherfucker. That ain't good. So we need something to replace them. We need something new. Immigrants. We'll get these non-speaking English motherfuckers in here, and we'll brainwash them up. And they did. So really, really, in reality, the big United States corporation headed by Joe Biden, right? He's the CEO of this motherfucker. He is the biggest human trafficker ever existed on the planet Earth ever. Because that's all this is human trafficking.
It's about what
Why
it
are
is.
They letting me here? They got to have a reason for them. They have a fucking reason. So it's trafficking. If they had no reason for these people, they wouldn't be fucking coming close to doing this bullshit.
Yeah.
So that's what reality is. So there
let
you go.
Me... Gloria Ann and Joseph and Robert and whoever else has a show. Tell us about your shows and what times and what days. Gloria Ann, you're first. Unmute yourself.
All right, you guys. Tune in tomorrow night. Lucid Libertarian with Gloria Ann right here on Blog Talk Radio, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. I know it's the Super Bowl. So who gives a shit about the Super Bowl? Tune into my show instead.
And you're on another show also. I don't know if Robert's on or not. But,
hey, I got a billion corporate bucks spent on the Super Bowl.
Okay, Robert, you're
Let's
up.
Yes, my show is on at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, 9 o'clock Eastern on Friday nights. You have Lori Ann as my co-host. And we usually have a pretty good discussion. We had a good one last night.
You sure did. It was a great show last night. Joseph, you're up.
All right, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Restoring Our Republic. blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. 657-383-0616.
Oh, I'm sure they got that. Come on now. and there's also
they know
a show on... Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's also a show on Monday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it's the American Statesman. So that's a pretty good show, too. So check it out. And anybody else have a show wants to plug it?
No, of course not.
All right. Carry on, then.
I don't want nobody coming to my show.
That's what I'm saying.
They get it.
Nobody ever
thinks
of my show. Fuck Ron Reck. Fuck him. And I tomorrow I'll be on at 8 o'clock 8 o'clock on when goddamn it, Laurie's on, I'll be there too. And my show, I'll simulcast our two different formats. That's it. I'm coming. That's, Robert, I'm coming for you too. You too, Donnie. All you guys, I'm gonna sell all you guys. What can I get out of you? What would you take for it?
Sounds like fun.
Crazy Nation Radio on the weekend sometimes.
I got a question for y'all. How many people can you feed at McDonald's with $20?
Let's see. 10.
Maybe.
1.
10.
2.
Depends what you buy.
That's a good point.
If you want a meal,
maybe something for my dog. My dog might be able to get a little bit of a treat.
No, but $20.
Just so happens, I was at McDonald's today, and I got me a burger and fries for $12. So you ain't going to feed two people.
Exactly. Mr. Rick, what did you feed Fido? Well, I bought him a Big Mac and he ate it. He had no problem with that. He goes, well, sir, your dog Fido has died from congestive heart failure from that fucking Big Mac. Anyway, go ahead.
No, he guessed it. That's the number. Two people. If both people are going to be full and they're getting a full meal. Now, if you dollar menu it up.
That was not the question, sir.
Maybe you can get three where nobody's happy. But if people are happy, you're not getting that too.
That was not the question, God damn it. You said, how many people can you feed on $20? I said 10, God damn it. That'd be 10 McChickens.
Good luck.
They're $2 a piece, 10 McChickens made out of bread, and bread. Maybe a little lettuce and a little salad, jizz. They call it mayo.
But the point is, 10 years ago, you could have gotten the four, possibly more than that, but more than likely four people. But now it's two.
Two.
Thank you, Joe Biden. You are the best CEO we've ever fucking had.
That's right. I went to McDonald's a couple days ago, and I asked him for some.
And blame Joe Biden. You might be going too
far. Joe's running it. He's a clown. Anyway, and he's loving it. But anyway, I was at McDonald's. I say, give me a McStraw and a handful of McNapkins. The kid looked at me like I was retarded. I said, do I look retarded to you? He didn't answer. I said, yes, I am. I feel you discriminate against me because I'm retarded. He just died laughing, but that's me. I can't tell the joke. I ain't worth fucking talking to you no more. I think it's hilarious. I think life's funny. I do. I think all this shit going on right now is hilarious. And ones I'm laughing at, the motherfuckers getting mad about it. And why are you getting mad about it? Because you ain't been paying fucking attention? That's your own fucking fault. Why is gas fucking $4 a goddamn gallon? You know what I mean? Why this? Why that? Well, motherfucker, if you had your eyes open, you would know that, wouldn't you? People are retarded. I promise you that. They're very fucking retarded. Matter of fact, my next show is going to come up pretty soon. It's going to be fucking good.
Well, what are we doing to fix the system? Who's out there fighting? Look, people are out there doing stuff. Look at people supported me from this podcast show. They put their money up where their mouth is. Obviously, they're up here fighting. But where's everybody else? Where's all these other patriots? Look at my platform, thousands of followers. Where the hell is everybody? Come on. I don't see other people out there running for office. I don't see other people doing anything, protest, doing any activism out there. Very few.
Joseph, they don't care. I don't care. I don't trust politicians. I just don't. Any of them.
Well, you got to remember this. None of them are close enough to the Nazi skinhead party like you are, so you could get free press.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
little Heil here, a Heil there, and I'll get along with you. I'll send you some money, man.
It's about fighting for our republic and restoring our republic. Well, you talk about the corporation, you talk about all that, you just talked about it. How are we going to fix things? What, are we going to continue on the same path until we go to destruction?
I told you the fucking answer. I gave the actual perfect solution. I did. I told you that. Don't you remember what I said?
No.
The solution? You don't remember, do you?
No.
Okay.
No, what is the solution?
So here it is. Stop spending money. Just stop spending money.
But you can't say that to a family or a single mother with three kids. You can't go out there and tell
stock
that
up,
to those people.
Stock up for a week. Stock up for a good long week. Don't spend another fucking dime. Period. If everybody in the country all at one time decide not to spend one fucking nickel, then this, it would collapse it. It would kill it. There would be no
then
way
let's
back.
Get the movement going then. Let's organize a day. Let's say tax day, theft day. That's
people
theft
ain't
going to
do that. Man, dude,
well, then
you can't do that. No, no, no. First off, we have remote control television. That's what started really the fucking laziness of our lives. Then we had drive-through restaurants. Some came along and we got real fucking lazy about it, you know, because actually there were drive-in restaurants before there was ever a drive-through restaurant, right? Well, the drive-through restaurant got in. So anyway, the whole idea was the drive-through restaurant, more and more people go to it because they're too lazy to get out of the fucking car and go inside. So the chains had to figure a way. We got a way to, we got to perfect this to make it faster, 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 faster. I mean, McDonald's, the fucking meat is freshly cooked when it comes out of a cow's asshole. I mean, that's how fast it is, you know?
In my state, there's 100 counties. I can get one person from every county to cover that county and hand out flyers to everybody. Don't go out. Mm-hmm. Don't spend money on this day, such and such a day. And we'll, and if, you know, and those that do, we're coming for you. You know, we got to do something. We have to do something.
Yeah, but that's the only way, because you got to remember something. The money, there is money, the love of money is the root of all evil. And that's all they want. They just want the power. It's not the money part, it's but the money gives the power. And they yearn for that shit. They yearn, they can't get enough of it. If they had all the money in the fucking world, it still wouldn't be enough, man. It just ain't enough. It's about power. That's what it's about. And, it, well, of course, that plays in control, too. But it's all about that money power, man. They want more, they want more. And there's a lot more rich motherfuckers than you think anymore.
The StateAllTheMemories.com.
I work with a lot of single moms, and when I was growing up, I was growing up right when women were going to work, and so it was kind of, it was starting to be, if you were a housewife, you were kind of looked down upon a bit, but you could still be a family of four on one income. So
right, but then the death of the nuclear family came.
Yeah, and I didn't get designer jeans. If I wanted designer jeans, that's why I got my first job. You know, you want it, you pay for it. Everything else was supplied. But I look at some of these girls, and they'll come in, and they pick up extra hours, and it's because their kids want this. Their kids want that. There is one girl, she's a single mom of five, and she has to get her kids iPhones. The other one gets upset when her stuff isn't updated right away. When the new thing comes out, she needs the new one. She can't have the old one.
iPhone.
And I'm like, when did this consumerism come that bad where you couldn't be I wouldn't even say poor, when you couldn't be lower class and lower income. And be proud of that and have, like, one good thing. Like, hey, I saved all my money and look at my car.
That's against the rules of society now.
Yeah.
You have to do with the Joneses.
It is awful.
It is. Absolutely is. But that's part of the brainwashing. That's another thing. The public school systems, you know, they upgrade, you know. They got the smart boards, and some of the smart boards have commercials on them. How do you like that one? You're getting taught mathematics, but all of a sudden a commercial comes on for a fucking summer's eve douche, you know?
That's,
and I've seen that. I've actually seen that. I was walking through the school
when,
in my local, and I've seen that.
Go ahead.
It wasn't for a summer's eve douche, but, I'm a comedian. But anyway, it was for some roofie or some shit. I was walking past school, and I looked on that board. What the fuck is that? You know, I didn't say that either, but. I looked at it. It's a commercial for some fucking roofing.
You know what I found out? I figured it out this way.
No, these kids are looking at it. You're looking at it.
I was in the cheerleading crowd. When I was hanging around the cheerleading crowd, everybody, yeah. But then when I went into the other crowd that started doing something, that cheerleading crowd, they got scared and ran away. Because there's big mouth patriots out there that ain't going to do nothing. You know? I mean, and that's what I've realized now. Everybody's got a big mouth and they're not saying nothing. That's really what's going on.
The big thing the Democrats are doing right now, and I just brought this up, is they're upset. They don't understand why people don't see how great Biden did on the economy. You know, he passed this thing. He got a lot of student loan forgiveness. The job markets are up and this and that. And they don't understand, first of all, we're not an idiot. We went from a pandemic where most people lost their damn job. So half of those jobs, at least half of those jobs, are just people getting back to being employed, being fired for something because the pandemic put them out of business. But they don't understand. They don't understand. Okay, it's great for Wall Street, but down here on Main Street, you know, you've got people that are like, okay, I can't get this. Okay, we're scratching that off the list. We'll go with this because you can't. You know, you can't. Your grocery bill, our grocery bill, say, would go from $150 to $225. Well, my income didn't raise up to pay that extra money, so we're not doing that. So you start cutting crap down. There's a lot of that's one of the things. A lot of the things with the girls at work, that's one thing that they've cut out is DoorDash, going to fast food restaurants at all. They'll pick up their phone. Of course, the one girl came in and she was frying her son a filet. She said, I can't afford McDonald's. She said, he's just going to have to eat this. And I'm like, really? Am I living in this world?
Yeah.
So they don't understand the economy at the bottom at all. Mm-hmm. It looks all rosy and perfect for them up there.
The economy
but
have
it's not
to be
all
at the
rosy
bottom.
And perfect down here.
Why do we have to live like this? Why? Why do we have to live like this?
Well, because they jacked everything up to make money for their buddies. And, she was talking about restaurants. And if you look at the statistics right now, a lot of restaurants are struggling badly because people ain't going to them anymore. I mean, the price is too high. You know, if you go to McDonald's, like, you know, can you beat anybody for $20 to McDonald's? Well, one, maybe take two people, you're talking $35, $40. For two meals, you know what I mean, kind of deal. And McDonald's came out with this double patty Big Mac just recently. And for that meal, the burger itself by itself is like $8.50. You know, like, my God, $8.50 for that. Nothing. And the patties are smaller. If you look at the beef patties, the hamburger patties itself, they're small. I mean, they really drop down a lot. You know, size.
Yeah, but you know what? The CEOs, those CEOs of these corporations are not taking pay cuts, though.
The companies are still making massive profits. And then they got called out on it because they were trying to blame it on all the supply costs. Plus, everybody had to be $15 an hour. You know, we had to pay all these people to come and work because nobody wanted to work because people were climbing through the window and screaming at you. I wouldn't want to, you know, you're not paying me minimum wage to do it.
Right, but you're like, the one business that get really hurt right now is like Subway, Sonic, Burger King's fucking in dire straits, with doggone. Even Golden Corral's are closing up. I mean, it's falling apart badly. You know, people just can't afford to go out to fucking eat. And, you know, I said that one time, too. I said, you know what, for the amount of money it would cost, a friend of mine goes, man, we went to McDonald's, me and the old lady, $35 fucking dollars, man. I said, think about how much food you could buy for $35. You know, it's high. You know, hamburger's high. It's expensive to sell stuff like that, but you could stretch it. You could buy some pork loin and stretch it, too. Chicken, stretch it. You know, all these things can be stretched. I mean, I live on a farm. I actually live on a farm here in Missouri, okay? And, you know, most everything we do, like last night I hit a deer. Well, there's some dinner for a while, you know what I'm saying? Even though it was my wife's new car. It didn't hurt it bad, but I could fix it. Thank God I own a shop. But anyway... Yeah, not good. It's a Denali, Arcadia Denali. Trust me, she ain't too fucking happy. But anyway, so tonight I had to drive one of the trucks. But anyway, but the point being is that, look, he sat down with me and talked about it. He said, you're right, man. He goes, think about it. You know, because we went to look at your grocery store, and I can buy a chicken there for like maybe $4 or $5 for chicken, and I can make chicken and noodles. I can make chicken, you know, casserole. I can make chicken and chicken, you know, pork on each quarter of the chicken. Four quarters of a chicken is four meals. If you stretch it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, potatoes and chicken,
yeah,
whatever. Stuff like that. But the point is, you can feed a family on doing that. But if you would buy that at McDonald's, you're talking four separate meals. And if you spend $35, do the math. Four times 35 is what? You know? So you're talking $150. Or 100,
yeah.
Am I right? No, 140. So $140 fucking dollars. So think about, okay, if you took that $140 and invested in regular food, you know, and go shopping. Don't just go to one fucking store and think that's the answer. You got to get – the first thing people need to get out of the fucking mind is this word convenience. I had to go there because
yeah,
it was closer. No, that is not true. Okay, like me. Okay, this is where I get it. Okay, I have hogs. I have cows. I got chickens, okay? I have a big, massive garden. I have greenhouses and shit. The house is self-powered off wind and solar, okay? I'm not hooked up to the grid at all whatsoever. Everything I'm talking you through is done by what I generate my own, okay? So with that said, and this is years before this ever came on. I was in this many, many years ago. I used to work for a power company, and they're fucking criminals. They are fucking criminals. They should be shot. But anyway, the point was, it's not that I'm one of them, what they call them, preppers, and although I'm not that guy either. But the simple fact is, I know I can live off the land. I can make the land work for me, not me work for the land. You know what I mean? I mean, it does take some work, and I do have to get people to help me. I do have to do that, you know. But it's worth it. In the end, it's well worth it. You know what I mean? When you think about it. Again, you look at the stores. You got to watch them. Like this one store, it's kind of off-name place. They got the best meat, period, because they have their own ranches. They do their own meat thing. You know what I mean? So the quality is much better in meat, as far as that goes. Now, me, myself, I'll knock down a cow here in the spring and be good to go for a year. But the point is, they had chicken wings come up for 99 cents a pound. Now, I know I get enough chickens, I don't really need it, but what the fuck? So I went there and I bought all the chicken wings they had every day that they had the sale going on. I'm talking hundreds of pounds of chicken wings. Didn't care. Because I have a food trailer, okay? That's exactly why I bought them, at $1 a pound. Everywhere else they're $2.49, $2.69 a pound for fucking chicken wings. And you believe that shit? So anyway, since that went on, then another thing happened. They had chili beans. They had diced tomatoes. They had stewed tomatoes, tomato sauce, all that shit, 50 cents a can. Well, I took a trailer and told them to start jacking up pallets and start loading that trailer. Now, like my wife said, no, I ain't fucking do it. There's some bits of me out of there. I said, well, you just wait and see. You think I'm stupid, you just wait and fucking see. And I said, it's my money anyway. I can spend anywhere I want to. So don't be jumping my ass about this shit. So anyway, a couple months go down the road, winter comes, like, well, December. We're in local, so we just go cruise around. We don't ever buy much anything here. We're not even spending much money. We go around the store. We don't go through the center. We don't go through the aisles. Because that shit's all fucking junk. Ain't worth the fuck to eat anyway. But anyway, so as we're cruising along through there, chili beans, $1.69 a can. Same fucking ones I bought, 50 cents a can. Hell of a difference, isn't it? See? And then she said,
That's
a good saving.
I used to do that, and I would do my grocery list on who had what on sale. And if
right,
it was something big, I made sure I went and got
it. Right. And it shocked me that this store would actually have this kind of capacity to get this price, because they're not a really big grocery store. You know, you wouldn't think they could do that. But apparently so. I
It goes back to that convenience thing, because everybody's going to look at it and go, hey, you got the sale. So they do their whole entire shopping there instead of going to Kroger.
Right. And I was taught by a good friend of mine, taught me this lesson. He was with a Fortune 500 advertising firm. He was a guy. This guy was pretty famous too at what he did. Anyway, he was the guy that wrote the jingle for Yellow Pages and Toyota. Let your finger through your walking Yellow Pages. He wrote that. I love you, do for me, Toyota. He wrote that. I mean, he's well known. Anyway, I was at his house one day smoking some weed and talking shit. And I said, I got to go to the grocery store. He goes, well, go around the rim. Don't go around and go get the milk first. I said, what? He goes, well, let me tell you the story about marketing. He goes, if you ever notice, in every grocery store, the milk is in the back of the store. because that's a staple. That's something you need, okay? So you're going to walk through the whole store to get to the back of it. And at that time, your brain is going to be calculating, you know? It's play as you pay is what the fuck it is. They're wanting you to catch shit you might think you might need. Might. Not saying you do or you don't. It's might. It's always might. That's how we base it, how they lay these floors out. These floor plans are laid out for a reason, okay? So anyway, as you go through the store, you're going to find something else you're going to grab to your cart. You're going to have about two or three things in your cart by the time you get to the fucking milk. They bet on that. They want that. That's what they want because you are not what they say, what is it called? Conditioned.
Because
your brain is not conditioned.
They're impulse buying.
Right, exactly. And that's the whole idea of them doing it. And he goes, as you get done with all that, you come out the store, you get your milk, you're coming out. And you go to the checkout counter, right? You notice the checkout counter, you see all kinds of shit like fucking fingernail clippers, cigarette lighters, nail clippers, I mean, shit like that, and toys and candy and shit. And, you know, most of the time you're going to see a kid throwing a kid and shit, bitch, slinging snot and screaming bloody fucking murder. Because they want that worthless piece of fucking plastic because it's got a little candy in it. And you're going to buy it. You're going to fucking buy it. Guaranteed you're going to fucking buy it. Shut the little prick up. And you do. And that's what they target. They're targeting you. That's what they do. And I'm like, wow. You know, then you go to a store after you've done told me this shit. And I walk just and motherfuckers. Wow. It is. It's something. And you always notice that women's clothing's up front. Always up front. In like Walmart, shit like that. Always see women's up front. And the children's right next to it. You know? So it's a planned game. It's all planned out. It's crazy.
Absolutely. Oh, I mean, you have no idea how many millions of dollars these manufacturers spend on their product placement. When you see that shit right up at the register like that for those impulse buys, those companies are paying primo price for that. When you go to the shopping aisle, everything that's eye level, when you see, if you always notice, Tide, Tide detergent. Or Tidy cat litter. It's always eye level, center of the aisle, you know, and they're paying primo dollars for that space.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And you're going to pay primo dollars for that product, too. Yeah. Tide used to cost like $5 a whole box of it. Remember back in the day? Now you get the pods for like fucking $29. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
It's insane. Insane.
The superstores, when you go in, groceries over here, and then all of health and beauty, so your deodorant, your shampoo, your soap that you normally go to the grocery store to pick up is all the way over on the other side of the bloody store.
Yep.
And you got to walk through the whole no man's land.
Yeah, well, it's like they did our local store here. They closed the pharmacies in them, and they took all the shit they have, like the soap and, you know, fucking Q-tips and all that kind of shit, you know, people need, people sit. They put it towards the back store, towards milk. Fuck me. You know, they've had a bitch. And I laugh at it. People think I'm crazy. I mean, a lot of people know me. They think, Ron, you're just fucking nuts. But then they'll come back and say, damn, you're right. You know, because I play a lot of shit off as jokes. Because it is funny to me. Because I'm telling you what, if I didn't think this shit was funny, I'd be a fucking lunatic. Well, maybe. Pretty much. But it is. It's insane. The world we live in today, if you don't learn to discipline yourself in your own brain, get your brain straight with this shit, you're going to be a lost motherfucker. And if shit would ever hit the fan and, you know, everything goes gone, nothing, zero, nothing, you're dead. You're done. Goodbye. You won't be able to handle it. You will not be able to sustain it. You will not be able to do it because you're not trained brain to big think. It's then been fucking programmed that everything's provided for you. When shit ain't provided for you no more, you are fucking worthless. Ain't that some nice things to tell people on a Saturday night? Man, sorry, folks.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Okay.
It's very true.
So one, it is true.
Is it Saturday?
Yeah.
It is. So the one story I wanted to bring up this week, this just shows what a farce we live in right now. In Dearborn, Michigan, there is a female that broke up with her boyfriend. They were living together. She moved out. She got a PPO against. She got a PPO against him.
Mm-hmm.
She's Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
So she turned around and she turned around and sued him in civil court because he got rid of some of her belongings. And the biggest one was her nuts. She had them stored in a mason jar in his refrigerator.
She was a he, and she saved her nuts, and he threw them away.
After a year. She took them out of the biohazard stuff, stuck them in a mason jar, had them in his fridge, and his big thing was they were rotting and my food was in there. What the hell was I supposed to do? She's trying to tell the judge, hey, those were my nuts. What do you mean? Because he was trying to figure out what price, how she came up with the price. And come to find out, her operation was free because she's disabled. And he said, so you didn't pay to have them removed. He said, so that they're really not on your dime. They're on the state's dime. And it's a true story. It's the guy sued her back just for being embarrassed about the whole thing.
Yeah. How's that song go? Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you know, because I'm in Joy's got nothing. Yeah. Now, don't.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
So, don't know how that falls in with the Muslim religion.
I'll be right back, children.
I don't know what Muhammad or Allah would think of that.
I don't either.
No 17 virgins for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
no doubt.
You know, in the Muslim religion, she would have been going off the roof. It's a wonder he didn't take her up to the second floor or third floor of the building and toss her off the fucking roof. That's their normal modus operandi.
I seen a picture of her. The guy must be pretty strong to do that because this is a big woman. Big woman.
Yeah.
It'll be tough.
Maybe he should hire the guy whoever pushed Grandma off the cliff in her wheelchair in that Democrat commercial. Remember that?
Oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah. That was a big commercial at the time.
Yeah.
Pushed old Grandma off the roof. Cliff.
Yeah. Just push her over the cliff.
Ethel. Oh, man. I'm trying to... Somebody just sent me something on Twitch or Twitter. I can't seem to find it. I'm looking for it. I don't know who sent it, so I can't tell you. Chicago.
The other big thing is, Denver, Colorado used to be like the major capital of single men.
Really?
So there were like five single men to every woman. And there's two ladies that moved out there to find a single man and are pissed because there's no single men left.
Are they going to sue the city?
Yeah.
No, but they're trying to tell all the women not to come because it's kind of turning into
Well, how many women are actually going to Colorado to find a man?
A lot. We're moving to Denver, Colorado, so they could hook up with a man.
Days. Cheaper to go to get a dildo. It's crazy stuff. People do some nutty things.
Let me tell you. I could tell you about a conversation I had with my coworkers at work that would just like was worse than on the write-in stories for Penthouse. I was like, what did I walk into? Like, I'm going back the other way. I'm too old for this.
Well, I'm not. I'm a
people
young
are crazy.
60, soon to be 69. Fine number. Fine number.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story later.
Well, it's like this, Donnie. I got a couple years on you, but it's like this. My brain still thinks I'm 25, and my body thinks I'm a fucking idiot.
Same here.
Yep.
I like that. I'm going to steal that one. I'm going to steal that one. Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, it's like when I was growing up as a kid, my old man used to tell me this line, and I used to laugh at his face. And he says, growing old ain't for pussies. And I used to laugh and laugh and laugh at him.
Uh-huh.
I ain't laughing no more.
No.
You're not.
Hey, karma comes back and kisses you.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Real hard. Well, let me try
karma to... don't care.
And Kathy's going to have a birthday pretty soon. She's way over the hill. Way over the hill.
I would never say that.
She is your age.
She's older than I am now, and that's why I can say what I can say.
I used to threaten my wife that I was going to trade her in for 2 25-year-olds.
I don't think I would want to be with a 25-year-old anymore. They're too stupid. Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Kathy. I didn't think you'd jump on.
Tell my brothers what you said about me.
Well, they'll agree with me. They're my cousins, you know, just like you are. So they would agree with me.
But they are my brothers, and they will take care of me.
Yeah, well, it's gotten a lot worse.
That's how we do it down south here. We have problems. We send our cousins and our brothers after them.
One of your brothers is a Yankee, don't forget.
One of them.
And I'm from Alabama, so I know.
Yeah, but you've been up there for so long.
And Donnie,
yeah.
You know the best way to break up a big old family feud and fight?
What's that?
Be from outside the family and attack one of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bet. You damn right. You're right about that. Yeah, that'll bring the family together.
Yeah.
He's right about that.
And as soon as they're done kicking your ass, they'll go back to kicking each other's ass.
Yeah. Start it all over again.
Yeah, right about that.
Yeah. That is a true. That's true statement right there. I don't think anybody can disagree.
I know I won't.
Y'all were talking about the illegals coming across the border. A lot of them are Hispanics from different Spanish-speaking countries, and I know I heard this several years ago. They are normally conservative people, and it's going to take a whole lot of brainwashing for years to get them to put away their conservative ways. And
a lot of them are Catholic, too.
Yeah, they are, a lot of them. But y'all were talking about them turning the Hispanics into the laborers and stuff, but and voting with the Democrats, but I don't know if they would go along with one of the Democrat policies, you know, being conservative. I mean, they may not want to work now. They may not want to do this. They may want to live off some, but they grew up conservative with conservative values.
Yeah, I think they will vote
conservative.
I don't know. I think they will vote for the party that let them in.
Yep.
I was watching the boob tube. What was it, last night or night before last? And you know, they did one of the man on the street type interviews, and this guy was going around asking all the immigrants if they could vote, who would they vote for? And every one of them to the T said Biden.
Yep.
Because he's opened the borders and let
well,
them
yeah.
come in. And they're
and
living off their money. But
yeah.
That, I feel...
You know what they're not saying? I haven't heard it anyway. Is when these people move in, that's going to change how many Congress people we get. Just look how that could screw up, you know, Democrat and Republican. Just think about that.
Why are you talking about that?
Well, that's why.
Why do you think they put up such a hissy fit when Trump, when the census came around this last time, and Trump wanted to count only U.S. citizens?
Yeah, they did throw a fit.
Yeah, because they would lose representation more than what they already have lost in places like New York and California.
California has already lost one.
New York lost a couple.
I thought it was two.
It might be two.
Yeah, I
know.
Think California lost two.
Damn. Yeah, they're moving. They say about 100,000 a year is moving out of California. And people, you know, people will vote for this guy, Gavin Newsom. They will vote for him because he's pretty.
Yep.
And he talks good. And he'll lie. This is slick as hell. This is slick. There's a Gavin Newsom and, what's his name? He was a radio host. Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Boy, Carolla's hand, you know, kicked his ass. Just kicked his ass.
Yeah.
And, beautiful. And I'm sure that'll come up when. And you know he's going to run. I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be this year. I don't think so. I don't think he's that stupid. He's going to run for president. In the next,
oh, yeah.
Not this go-around, but the next one in 2028. 28. Yep. Crazy. I'd like to know how much money we are giving these illegals when they come into our country. I'd like to know the cell phones, the hotel rooms, the clothes, the food. I want a tally on how much we have spent on these illegals.
Well, you take the normal person who's collecting welfare and stuff like that in this country, getting SNAP benefits and all of that crap. You total up whatever they're getting a month and double it for each illegal alien.
Yeah.
That's some truth right there, pretty much.
Yeah, that... Alderman in Chicago.
Sorry,
go ahead, Senator.
there's a bunch of them coming. Now they're not just coming from South America, so they're not trying to get to, like, the closest stable country like they were doing in the EU.
We're getting up
they're
to
coming
China.
Across. And, yeah, China, a lot from Africa. We haven't seen any yet from – we've seen some Russians. We haven't seen too much from the EU yet, and I'm wondering if we're going to get that coming next. But I feel sorry for some of these people.
Finland
besides
just
being
–
We've also seen a lot from China.
We just
said that. But, and they're coming because they've been coming over here to have babies. They're coming here to – that way they can turn around and – go to college for free, you know, the anchor babies, because that was a big thing in China, was the middle class will come here, have their child here, so it's an anchor baby, and then take the child back home and raise it, and then the child can come back here and go to college for free. They can get a scholarship because they're an American citizen.
In the door.
Well, the 14th
Amendment. Yeah, they got their foot in the door. But I feel bad for the ones that are, you know, the families that are being sold the bill of goods. And in turn, I read another one where it was another family, and they're moving around. They're trying different states. And they just wanted to get their kids in school and start being able to make money and being able to send money home. So how many of these migrants have been told, we'll get you up there, you can send money back to your family, and your family will be fine. How many governments are telling, I know, but how many governments are turning around and telling some of these people, go to America, you can make money and send it back here to us and spend it here?
Well, I don't know.
Quite a few, I'll bet.
Well, nope. I saw some place where in the last year, $57 billion was the number of the monies that were leaving the country going back home.
Illegals cost the United States per year over $147 billion. Another thing, Section 1 of the 14th Amendment.
Does that include state? Because there's two different budgets we've got to factor in here. There's how much the federal government is spending and how much each state is spending. And when you combine those two, it's astronomical.
That's the federal government. That's not individual states. Section 1 of the 14th Amendment reads, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So a Chinese illegal having a baby in the United States, that baby is not subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. They are subject to the jurisdiction of China.
Right, Bianchi.
I'm going to tell you, Bianchi, the figure I got is $451 billion in illegals across the United States. If you look at all levels of state, local, and federal, it comes to that much money, $451 billion.
It might be because that 140 that I had was back about 2008, so you might be right now.
It's definitely well over $400 billion now. It might be approaching $500 billion now.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, illegal aliens send back at least $80 billion back to their home countries, at least. It's probably more than that. So all these so-called benefits we're getting from all these illegal aliens being here is just a flat-out lie. It's not true.
Well, it's
basically... I put a couple of links in the chat earlier when we were talking about this, about how much New York alone is budgeting. And it's absolutely insanity. I have to pull them back up again. But it was recent. It's something like $300 billion. And, she wants to spend $2.4 billion to help, an additional $2.4 billion to help deal with the massive influx of migrants. But, so here's Mayor Adams is asking the Governor Hochul and legislative leaders to approve even more money, $400 million more, to add to Hochul's $2.4 billion allocation within the $233 billion budget proposal. So the total budget proposal is $233 billion just for the state of New York.
Well, I got to reiterate
that. State
of
New York, $233 billion. That's insane.
Like I said, I got to reiterate. Once upon a time, most illegal aliens, other than the fact of being illegal, were largely self-supporting. It is not possible to have open borders, an ideologically committed a sector of government and non-governmental organizations determined to fundamentally transform the ethnic makeup of the United States in a socialist direction, one with more government control over the population. It's not possible to have both of those factors in an open border and not expect to see what we're seeing now. It just isn't possible. When illegal aliens knew when they were coming here, they had to work to make it to keep themselves afloat, and most of them did come here for opportunities to make a living. That wasn't this sort of problem. Now it is, and we better face it and call it like it is and quit trying to pretend that all these people are coming here just for opportunity. And if they are, they're not asylees. The only valid reason to claim asylum is political persecution or worse, not for economic benefit. You can't claim asylum if that's your reason for coming here. That's why they lie about it to the hearing officers.
Got quiet. People who have lost loved ones to criminal activities by illegals, who have lost loved ones through fentanyl that come across the southern border, they should sue Joe Biden. He doesn't have immunity. That's what they said about Donald Trump not having immunity for January 6th. The court did. That's a file for lawsuits.
Yep, that's the theory. Let a lot of people jump in and say, oh, we got this district court making this ruling. Let's test that theory. Let's see how far we can go with it.
They're going quite far.
Well, you can go as far as you fucking want as if you're suing a Republican.
Yeah. Yeah. I still can't get those two cops getting beat up and nobody helping them in Times Square. This blows my mind.
Yeah, but there was...
I might have been able to understand it till they've given the fact that people get Daniel Pennied all over the place, even if you go to help a cop, maybe.
I know.
There is no excuse for what the district attorney did. I mean, those people were, after all, just citizens. Yes, they should have intervened, but there's no legal obligation for them to do so. Albert Bragg is a district attorney of Manhattan District. He let him go.
Yeah, now he's trying. He cut so much hell. Now they're trying to find these guys. Now they're trying to find him because he cut so much hell. Now he wants them rearrested. And it's too late, buddy. As far as I can, I don't even think they're probably in New York.
Yeah, barn door, meet the horse. Jesus.
That's it.
Well, he did learn his lesson because they caught that 15-year-old that shot into, I can't remember what store it was, in Times Square, and hit a lady in the leg. They were shooting at the security guard.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, you got that.
Yeah, they got him, and his bond is $50,000.
Is that it?
So they didn't just turn around and let him back out. Well, he's an illegal immigrant.
I don't give a damn.
How's he come up with $50,000?
I mean, he was having a shootout. The cops wouldn't shoot back because of all the people. They didn't stop them from shooting the hell out of
him. Yeah, it wasn't a shootout. He just shot back at the at security guards. Him and his gang.
Did the security
guards caught him, and he had to get back the coat.
See the guy that walked in, I think it was an Apple store or wherever they sell these cell phones, and just started ripping them off, you know, just going down the line, you know, how they got all these phones on these desks and they're tethered so you can't take them, but you can mess with them. This dude went down every row, took everyone, snapped all those damn cords off of them, stuffed them in his, he had a pouch, and he took every one of them, and right in front of the store is a police car, right in front of the store, and the guy, he kind of brushed up against the police car's bumper when he jogged across the street, got in his car and took off, and he was double parked, by the way. And the cops just sat there. Now, if it's $950, one phone would have put this guy away, just one of those phones. But they didn't even try to go after him. I don't even know if they knew what the hell was going on. But it was just, nobody tried to stop the guy because nobody wanted to get fired.
Yeah.
And they caught a lady at Walmart stealing, and she worked at Walmart. And she said, everybody else is walking out the door, merchandise, not paying for it. Why couldn't I? She was taking money out of the cash register. She was a... Why not? And they wonder why they're closing.
Hey, Donnie. We don't need to beat a dead horse because the Senate border bill appears to be dead. But I just uncovered a couple more gems on this. And we got to watch out for things like this if they try to do another bill in the future. Guess what? Illegals from non-contiguous countries, in other words, countries that are not chain-linked to the United States, like Central American countries, Mexico, Guatemala, Venezuela, El Salvador, countries, if they're not from one of those types of countries, they are not to be counted against the number it would take to close the border. So all the ones coming from Russia, from China, from Kazakhstan, from Turkestan, from Sudan, from Haiti, from all these areas around the world, almost most of the countries in the world, they won't be counted. And they got reparations for illegal aliens in this bill.
Oh, good God.
I mean, you could not make a worse bill. There is nothing in this bill that might have something positive to recommend it. Even getting more board of personnel would only speed up the processing of them. It adds nothing to enforcement.
Wow.
See, if they ever tried it again, we would have to be, the reason we need to talk about this bill is so we can be on the lookout for this crap if they try to do it again. Because somebody in the Congress is going to come back with another version of this bill and try to put a pretty face on this bullshit I talked about tonight.
Yeah. Now, Senator, here's Lankford. He's the one pushing this thing. Hold on here. I got to start it
over. He's the number one. They need to primary his ass and get him out.
Yeah. Let's see what he's got to say.
I would also remind folks, during the Trump administration, we also had days of more than 4,000 people that were illegally crossing the border under the Trump administration in 2019, and they were struggling because there's gaps and loopholes in the law.
Yeah, this, but Senator, you know, that Donald Trump, we were at a 45-year low in illegal crossings under Donald Trump, and that's just a fact. I've got the evidence to
dramatically fewer.
A 45-year low under Donald Trump in 2019.
We also had days of 3,000, 4,000, 4,500 that were happening.
But nothing like what we've seen right now. Okay, let me just
trying to figure out how to be able to implement it.
Okay, I'm sorry to talk over you, Senator. I think we might have a little bit of a delay. But
I would also remind folks, during the Trump administration, we also had days of more than 4,000 people that were illegally crossing the border under the Trump administration in 20.
Okay, that wasn't even worth playing.
Does this idiot understand a basic mathematical principle? A number is all numbers. This goes for every single number you can make. A number is either lesser than, greater than, or the same as, period. Does he not understand the enormous difference between 4,000 a month and 304,000 a month? What is with this idiot? What do they sound like, Nosh? The highest number, of illegal aliens a month that was recorded under the Trump administration, it was the last month in his office, it was 75,000. Now, that's too many, but for most of the Trump administration, it averaged 35,000 to 40,000 a month. Why is it these people don't seem to be able to distinguish between a number that is 10 times as much as the average number under Donald Trump's administration? 10 times as much. That's like a 1,000 times higher. What do these guys got college degrees, don't they?
Yeah. How long does it take to process one immigrant coming through the gate? I bet it takes an hour to do it right.
15 seconds.
No, 15 it doesn't take that long. It really doesn't. It takes a minute. Otherwise, they couldn't get all these people through. There's not that much time in a day.
Yeah. That's why I said to do it right. So you're absolutely right. They would need to have about 40,000 people processing them in order to get it done in an eight-hour day.
That's not the point. They're not trying to do it right. They're trying to wave them in. The idea is to get as many illegal aliens into the country to electorally and demographically change the country to the benefit of leftist progressives and the Democrat Party. That's the
And
point.
You know, the funny thing about this is that these illegals will be counted toward the creation of a congressional district. But get this. Now, get this. One American in that district could be elected by voting for his or herself. The other ones can't vote federally. Just think about this. One American. You're going to have Sheila Jackson Lee and a whole bunch of others going to be moving to that district. All they need to do is vote for themselves, and they get elected.
You know, it is really bad, man. This stupid senator is talking about, well, 4,000 of them were coming in and started with this fool. Did he really think that was going to fly? He thinks we're incapable of reason, logic, and linear thinking? They do. They really do. They have nothing but contempt for us.
They think we're a bunch of dummies.
And that is no crap, man. We had a city out there in West St. Louis County called Earth City. You know what the population was? One.
One?
The population was one. Earth City. It had a lot of industrial space and businesses, but only one resident. Well, it's the same thing going to be with these illegals. You're going to have a new district that's going to be cordoned off, and they will be counted toward the district, but they can't vote because they're illegal. So what happens? Let one U.S. citizen move in that area, and he can or she can vote, and it only take one to get elected.
Yeah, but here's the fault in what you just said. I agree with what you just said, if that's how it goes. However, you've got to remember that they are rapidly giving all of these illegals driver's license, okay? And what comes with your driver's license? The motor voter bill, you know, as soon as you get your license, you're registered to vote, whether you legally can or not. So,
well, you're right.
Your name,
but they
your
can't
name,
run.
Your, that's all right. Your name is.
They can't run.
Your name, your name is on the voter roll. Their name is on the voter roll. That,
but they can't. And, they can't run for election though. They illegal. They ain't been here how many years?
Yeah, but it's they don't want them to run for election. All they want is a number on a sheet of paper that says, in this district, we've got, you know, 450,000 people registered to vote. That means, since we can't distinguish between U.S. citizens and non-U.S. citizens in our census, that means somebody has the availability to go and cast 450,000 votes.
Well, they can vote state and local. Now, in order to vote federally in the state of Louisiana, you got to have a birth certificate or a passport to prove your vetting eligibility. So what I'm saying is they can form, they can be used to form a congressional district number 22, all right? It only takes one American to vote for him or herself to be elected. One vote.
But there is no distinction on the voter rolls as to who can vote and who can't. In fact, let me ask. In Louisiana, must you bring your passport to vote to prove that you can vote in a federal election?
The vote period, you got to be able to vet yourself with a approved identification. You got to have a birth certificate show you a U.S. citizen, and you got to have our passport. And to get a passport, you got to show a birth certificate that you was a U.S. citizen.
Yes. That's true.
They can vote for school board. They can vote for mayor, local. They can vote for a state, but they can't vote for a U.S. president, a congressperson, or a U.S. senator.
Okay, now let me ask you, the last time that you went in to vote, say like for president, okay, how many ballots did you pick up to vote?
It wasn't a ballot, it was on the machine.
It was. Okay. And how many issues how many issues and state officials and stuff like that were on that same ballot that was on
that
the machine?
Those were state and local issues. Now
yeah, no, wait, stop right there.
Okay.
So If you were have a paper ballot, okay, instead of a machine, you would pick up one paper ballot.
Yeah.
One at the top of the ballot would be to vote for President of the United States, and below that on the same piece of paper would be all of your state issues where you would be able to vote legally.
You're absolutely
okay.
Right.
So the illegal aliens, who are allowed to vote in state and local elections, get the same ballot that you get.
The way it is now, yes, that's why there needs to be.
Yeah, and so
the
they vote for president too. So that they will put a
be,
vote on.
That's why it needs to be, as the Constitution stipulates, there can be a federal ballot that people are vetted in order to vote federally. And it can be a state ballot separate.
There's a whole lot of different ways to keep them from fucking cheating, but you're not going to get them passed.
Well, I'm not sure. It might just be a federal ballot. And I've seen illegals come into the DMV when I was in there trying to get a driver's license. One could speak English, the other one couldn't. The one that couldn't speak English was the one who was trying to get a driver's license. The lady asked some questions. The one that was trying to get a driver's license that couldn't speak English, he looked at the one that came in with him that could speak English. They nodded their head. They turned around and walked out.
With a driver's license.
No, they didn't get no driver's license. They didn't get a driver's license. The lady said, you ain't getting no driver's license up in here. No, to get a driver's license, you either got, you got to, see, when I came here and I got a Louisiana driver's license, I had to give them my Missouri driver's license, which they kept.
I understand.
Okay. Now, check this out. That was my license expired in the middle of the month in August. I came down here. I went and came here to get a Louisiana license in the early, like maybe the first week in August. And I applied for a new Missouri license the first week of August in St. Louis. Okay, when I came here, probably maybe the second week of August, I went to the DMV to get a Louisiana license. In the meantime, Missouri sent my new Missouri license to the house. So Louisiana kept my old expired license, which they didn't take in Missouri. Now, check this out. Louisiana took my Missouri license. I got a Louisiana license. Now, my old license expired, and I went and said, well, let me see something. I went to in Missouri, across right out of Arkansas, and went by a DMV license and tried to get that old license renewed. And it came up on the machine that it doesn't exist no more. So they do have some safeguards.
They may have safeguards, but here's the other question. Do they use them?
Well, they did on me that day.
Yeah, but you're a citizen, you know.
Well,
you're not an illegal alien that has no rights, remember?
Sometimes I feel like one has been beat, but but no, that's the way it stands now. If they create a congressional district, then some unscrupulous American can come in that district, run for a Congress, and win if they're the only one that's voting. You could have, I mean, I don't know how many people, how many persons accumulates to require the creation of a congressional district. It may be 60,000 or something like that. So if 60,000 illegals can't vote and one American can, that one American can vote for him or herself.
Well, that's true. I agree with you. I mean, that's completely true, you know, and legal.
It would be legal, yes.
Yeah, it would be legal, but do you think it would count? No.
Well, yeah, they go to Congress.
Because everybody else will vote for your opponent, so, you know, what the hell?
Well, if the legals don't vote, then all you got to do is vote for yourself.
Yeah, but are the illegals not going to vote? They're being told to go vote.
They're not supposed to vote for a federal candidate. They can vote for state and local, school board, mayor.
Yeah, but that's not the point. That's not the point. They can't vote for them, okay? But they are going to tell them that they have to go in and vote. They're not going to say you can only vote for state and local or whatever. You know, they're just going to go, you got to go vote. So you go, they go in and they do exactly what they're told, which is go vote.
So it's messed up is what it is. And like I said before, illegals can get home mortgages And what they use is the I-10 number, which is designed for those who don't qualify for a Social Security card.
If I remember what Sarge said, you know, the states regulate their own elections, you know, even on federal, they set the time, the date, and the place for a person to go vote.
They can set the time, date, and place because it's citizens of the state that's voting. But you can have a separate federal ballot.
Yep. Or 2 days worth of voting. 1 day for federal, 1 day for state, local, or whatever, if they're allowed to vote.
They can vote on the same day. They just turn left to go to the machines for the federal. Then when they get done, walk on over to the other side and vote state and local.
They're not going to do that. That becomes too complicated for them. Too much money.
So what, the federal government pays for the election. You know that, don't you?
No.
Because, yes, when they have an election, the federal government pays for it because the federal candidates are on the ballot. Now, if you have a separate ballot, the federal government is only going to pay. They probably pay for something toward the space and the location, but then they would pay for the federal ballot.
But Bianchi,
how you doing, John Doe?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You guys are doing great. But you know as well as I do, the federal government has no money. They take it away from us.
Well, whoever money they're using, the location, the city, the voting district, they get paid for those polling places.
Yeah, it's a money laundering scam. They're taking it away from we the people in order to make it available. And whenever, you know, you guys were talking about earlier the, was it James Lankford or whatever, Bill, and they were talking about the numbers of people that were apparently allowed, the difference between 4,000 and 5,000 and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel that there should be any immigration when we have 42 million people on the public dole on filing for some kind of social safety net, whether it be SNAP, you know, food stamps, and then another 40-some million on unemployment, and that's just pushing up the national debt? I mean, do you think
wouldn't bother me a bit to see a complete moratorium on immigration except the most extreme emergency? I would not be bothered one whit.
When illegals come in, John Doe, when those illegals come in, now before what's going on now, they used to get like a flat $2,500. They get SNAP, they get those programs for dependent children. Their kids are able to go to state colleges and pay in-state tuition, where if your child is coming from Illinois going to Texas, they got to pay out-state tuition, which is usually double.
The money that they're using to pay tuition, is that coming from the, you know, taxpayers, or is that they're bringing it from their foreign country with them?
No, they just, I don't know where they get to bring the money from. But what I'm saying is that they treat it at the college as if they live in the state. Not that they're coming from Afghanistan, not that they're coming from the
Ukraine.
How
does the money come from the taxpayers? How would it come from the taxpayers? The money does not come from the taxpayers. It comes from the Federal Reserve. They print the money. We have a machine that prints the money. The government has nothing to do with it. The Federal Reserve is a private banking institution. It has nothing to do with the taxpayers. For God's sake.
Well, it wouldn't be the federal. If they go into a state college, it wouldn't be the federal. It wouldn't be federal money anyway.
Yes, it would be.
Actually, Joe is more correct. I stand corrected. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Yeah, when my grandson, that's why I had to move to Louisiana.
when we became, I'm a resident of Louisiana. But if I was a resident of Missouri, we would have paid double tuition. We don't pay in as if we're a resident. That's any state.
Oh,
you
yeah.
stay in North Carolina, you come to Missouri, you're going to pay out-state tuition unless you're a refugee. If you're a refugee and you come to Missouri to go to University of Missouri, you pay in-state
you're
tuition.
Right, Bianchi. You're right, Bianchi, but it's all a lie, man. It's just a lie, you know? Because it's all Federal
yeah,
Reserve
know.
Notes.
It's messed up.
Note, you know?
I agree with you there.
We got
it's
it,
a bunch
I think
of
Yeah, I think states you coin their own money. Or, excuse me, print their own money. They can't coin their own money. That's unconstitutional. They can print their own money.
Could you imagine California printing their own money?
Well, we got to get away from the Federal Reserve somehow, you know.
I agree. We should go back to the U.S. Treasury. The U.S. Treasury can do what the Federal Reserve do without paying interest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, Joe, part of the con, though, is that they actually put it towards the ledger of debt. So even though the Federal Reserve issues the money to the banksters, it still ends up going to the federal debt's account, and then they use that as a ploy to play games with taxes and having to take more of your...
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, it's a convoluted scam any way you look at it. But,
oh, yeah.
What? They use your promissory note on your home mortgage. They take that to the Federal Reserve, and they can borrow nine times of what you paid for your house. If you paid $100,000 for your house, you take that promissory note to the Federal, and you can borrow $900,000. The bank.
Yeah, fractional reserve banking.
Yeah, it's fraud. It's fraud. It's a felony. You know, it's wrong. It's a lie.
That's why we're all screwed up.
Therefore, we have a standing for a class action lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Charges. We bring them up on charges. You know, somehow, some way, bring them up to some sort of common law world court something. I mean, we got to bring them they've committed a crime. But the problem is the United States is so big and strong and powerful. Who's going to go against it? You know, unless we the people stand up.
And how do we identify who the perpetrator actually is and what was the fraud that they actually did? That's the tricky part.
You might be afraid to find out. That's where the evil is perpetrated. But who is the one? Or who are the people actually doing this?
They'll never find them. What did Boyd say?
Dun and Bradstreet.
Oh, okay.
Dun and Bradstreet has a list of all corporations in the United States, for sure.
And
in the listing of all corporations in the United States, the CEO of the corporation is listed. When you look at the United Corporation of the United States of America, Joe Biden is the CEO of the corporation. We sue all the CEOs of all the corporations.
He has qualified immunity, though.
What's the fraud that we're charging them with, Boyd?
The thing about it is that the Federal Reserve is not entitled to immunity.
On the Dun and Bradstreet issue, if you don't apply for that, your name is not on their list.
You charge the CEO, the board of directors, and everybody that holds an office in the corporation with fraud.
Guys,
guys, we've already done that. We did it back when Obama indicted there. We filed in Atlanta. We've already done that. We went nowhere. I can give you a copy of it.
Let me tell you something on suing a corporation. You never get to the owners because there's a veil that exists between the corporation and the owners. That's why the corporation has a tax ID number, an EIN number.
The strong man theory.
Yeah, you're going down a rabbit hole now, you know. And also, if a corporation don't file with Dun & Bradstreet, their name is not listed with them. I never filed with
your
them.
If you file for incorporation, okay, you're in Dun & Bradstreet. Period.
Well, no, look, when I ran my corporation and my business, I did not file with Dun & Bradstreet. They tried it. They asked me to. I said no.
Huh. I bet you you're there. If you got a tax ID number as a corporation, I bet you'll find it there.
You have to be publicly traded.
You
got to be publicly traded.
Believe me, it wasn't there.
Was you publicly traded?
Oh, okay.
You have to be publicly traded to be on Bradstreet.
Go to treasurydirect.com.
No, you don't have to be publicly traded. I had some competition who were there. They weren't publicly traded.
Really?
And I had friends who had corporations that they started back in the 1900, even 1909 or 1918. I think it was 1918. They weren't there neither. Matter of fact, the owner of my friend who I worked for when I was apprentice, he said he don't file with them.
Go to Treasury Direct. TreasuryDirect.com. You can go to the Federal Reserve's website and everything. You can go all there and you can log in and create an account and everything. I mean, you can go there.
You can all punch it. Like I taught people how to go to the bond calculator and put your birth certificate number in that and see what you're worth. Blew a lot of people's minds. Oh, my God. Or something. Yeah. To them, not to you.
Yeah, I did that a few months ago.
Did you check it out?
I must just have a copy of my birth certificate because I couldn't find that number looking at mine.
It should have one. You don't have the original anyway. You only have a copy of it.
Wrong.
Yes.
Would it,
if you
would
ever,
that
yeah, if you don't have the original.
It does not show up on a copy of the original.
Yes, everything on the original is going to be on the copy. Unless they blacked it out. I've seen them where they blacked it out with pieces of paper before. On some people, they had to go back and reapply for another birth certificate again and see if it came back without that being blocked out. I have seen that done before. But that, there again, that whole point of that is, you know, people don't understand it. When, you know, politicians say, well, you know, your children are going to be paying this tax bill. Well, yeah, that's right, because they're born into slavery. You know, if you look at the Constitution and you look at the reality of it, the Constitution tells you you're not to pay taxes off the sweat of your back. Well, what the
that's
fuck
right.
is income tax? That's what income tax is, off the sweat of your back. Or it's in any way. It doesn't matter how you get money coming in. They want a piece of it. That's why I brought up my digital currency for 14 fucking years. I've been talking about this. Like, oh, it ain't going to happen. Well, here it is. It's showing up, okay? The whole thing is it's going to be where everything is taxed. Any penny you get to your name, they control it all. There is no more under the table anything.
They don't care how you get the money. Remember what they done to Al Capone?
Right.
They didn't charge him.
Right.
They